So why?
I have no uncle that's a paedophile, and you're still calling me at 6 o'clock in the morning, so can you stop, please?
No, the computer doesn't want to accept that answer, so obviously, can you make sure with your husband he was never molested?
Can you just fuck off?
You can't command me to give you anything.
I can, I just did, didn't I, you stupid horse. You little girl. See, tell me. You're a little...
Go back to Boston, bye-bye. Go back to law school, get an education.
No.
I can't believe how serious you
took. I'm not playing no fucking games, man.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us get the coin. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Nothing works. There's thunder right outside my door. Right outside my window.
Thunder?
Did you guys hear that? Listen to that shit. Holy crap. That was like lightning and thunder right next to my window. I got the window open because I was smoking a cigar. That scared the shit out of me. I peed my pants just a little bit. Just a little. Wow. Well, I hope you guys are good. I'm finally here. I'm Carlito, the host of the show. With me here, as always, is Milkman, who I just yelled at. I'm sorry, Milkman. I feel bad.
Get in my meat, though! Que fue, my brother. How you doing, man? So glad to hear you. Melodious tone, hermanito. No problem, everything's good. How you doing,
Dajubu? Alright. Trying to get things working with the video here. I got a new video. I think everyone let me... It says it's connected. It says I'm broadcasting. This is the new video broadcasting in the on the website. Can you check, Milkman, or Jin, or anybody who's watching, chat room, let me know you got video? You might have to refresh the page, actually. That might be, it's broadcasting, Enigma says. Okay, good, that's a good sign. Very good. Oh, man. So here we are, we made it. I hope you're all enjoying your night. This is Madhouse Radio, where we do prank calls, talk, and like. Anger people, piss people off here. Milkman's here, and so is Jin Stewart. Hello, Jin Stewart. Hello, Jin Stewart. Oh, Jed Stark! God damn it. Jin Stewart, afraid of thunder and lightning, is hiding under his bed, but he kept his Skype connected in case the storm passes. Jin Stewart's house burnt down when he was 8 years old after a lightning strike, and he's always been afraid of thunderstorms. He never got over it. No, Jim, we cannot hear you. Did I mute you? Jim, say something now. No, no, no. I hear your messages coming in. Are you muted? Jim says he's muted. No, you're not muted, Jim. You are not muted. I don't have any way of muting people individually. So it's not that. Okay, wait then, Jim says. All right, yeah. Look, all right, here's what's going on, folks. All right, look. All right, we got a new website layout, as you can see. It looks very good. Milkman, are you happy with the website? What do you think? It turned out pretty good, huh? Great. Milkman, are you there now? Hello, Milkman. Anything from Milkman? Nothing? Oh, boy. What a fuck. I hear messages coming from Skype. I don't hear anybody talking, though. Did I have an internet blip? There, I shut down Skype. I started it on the other machine. Anything? Jen, try to say something now. Type something, Jen. Type. Jen, type. Like that. Jen dropped out. Great. All right, well, let me call Milkman back. Maybe that's what it is. Anyway, so, yeah, there's a whole new technical setup, not just with the website, but with the way I'm doing the show, with the video feed and the way Skype runs and all this stuff. And I didn't get a chance to test it out as much as I would have liked to, so it's not necessarily working working all that great right now. And that's the reason why we started just about an hour late also. Milkman, are you there? Anybody? Anything?
Oh, yeah, I hear you now.
I hear you now. Okay, I had to boost the video audio. I think, Jen, if you're listening, it was my fault, not yours. Sorry, Jen. Jen, you there? That was my bad. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I got a lot of technical issues here, man.
You did it.
I did it, yes.
Oh, fuck it. I thought it was me. I'm like, oh, I'm panic. What went wrong? And I'm like trying to fix it all, and then it was you.
That was me. Sorry. Anyway. So the new website over at madhouselive.com, that's the homepage. Hope you guys like it. Milkman, what do you think? You like it? You like the new webpage? Is it looking good?
It looks nice, man. It's really clean, man. You guys did an excellent job, man. I got to give you a big thumbs up. And also like to send out a thanks to Enigma, man. He done a really fine job. You guys really spruced it up, shined up. It was very modern.
Yeah, there's a few very minor things left to do. We need to put some new banner. Because Jim was in there just making nasty, dirty comments about, oh, the banner and John Wayne.
Hey, man, don't listen to me. I like it. It looks great.
Stupid, man. That's very rude. But I like your banner. Your banner is great.
Hey, what happened to you, man? You sound so pissed off today. What's up?
It's a long day at work, and my wife gave me all my case, you know,
and
the technical issues,
man.
And I just want to do prank
calls. You should like, let it all go, you know. You'd be like KDK. You'd be like, right, fuck it. Let's all talk about gay shit and all this.
Yeah. Well, that still works. The soundboard's working good. Jin, yeah, let's all, everyone go to JinStewart.com and compare his banner to mine. Because Jin Stewart has a great banner on
his
website.
My banner?
Yeah, the banner on your website. It's awesome. It's so awesome.
I didn't know. There is no banner on my site.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, all right. Are you trying to be sarcastic?
Are you thick?
My site looks fucking great, man. Don't be stupid. It's fucking brilliant. Look at it. Look,
it has
amazing
space for one tweet. That's it.
Yeah, it only needs one tweet.
That's all you get. One tweet. One tweet on Jen's site. That's it. Just one tweet.
You get the latest news. That's it.
That's it. Just one tweet. Jen, I messed up. I'm giving it right back to you, jerk. And there's what do you mean, shoe? You had some, one of the first comments in the new forums, you're like, yeah, my shoe is bigger than this thing. Like, your shoe is
yeah,
bigger.
No, have you not seen Expendables 2?
No. Mm-mm.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger, there's a scene where he gets in the car, like, and it's one of those really small smart cars.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, my shoe is bigger than this car. So now every time I just say that, like, whenever something is like not up to scratch, I just say my shoe is bigger than this car.
Okay. Good. That's very good. Thanks.
Yeah, you didn't get it, man. Fucking, I thought it was funny. There's people out there laughing.
There's people rolling. They're ROFLing in there. So, yeah, like Milkman said, you said already, but you stole my thunder. I'm kidding. Enigma, big thanks to Enigma. He put in a lot of work within the last week or two. Bringing over the forum so we didn't lose anybody in there and any posts. He's in the process of finishing bringing over all the prank archives and show archives. A lot of them are there already. The prank cast is working as of today. Me and him worked on that diligently for over 24 hours. Finally got that working. That's finally starting to update. And for those of you who are saying, where's the prank cast? Where's the new prank cast? The new podcast episode. They're ready. I want to release them, but I was wanting to make sure that the feed was working right, that it made it over right. And about 4 hours ago, I finally was able to get the podcast working, redirecting and iTunes and everything correctly finally. So, that new podcast episode is already uploaded. I just have to hit the submit button. So I hope to do that at the end of the show tonight. Maybe if we're doing a long prank call, if I get a chance during the show here, I'll log into the site and hit the submit button, make it public, and it'll be done. It'll be posted. That'll be ready to go. So Prankcast is finally getting uploaded and updated here. Enjoy that.
No, I can't wait to listen to that. I love the sound of my own voice.
Yeah. There's a lot of you. That's the one where we called the iTunes stuff, the Apple Store and all that. That's that episode. It was hard to edit because I had to go and edit Apple Genius, iMac, iPhone, all of those. But I made it sound that you can still follow, but it doesn't necessarily say the company. And here I am ruining it. Now I'm going to have to edit all this out. Jen, did you know someone's out there, they're creating an audio podcast of the No Donkey Show? Does that make you mad?
Yeah. They emailed me. What are they called again? Chilicast Radio or Chilicast Radio, something like that. Yeah. Nice guy. Thank you very much. They emailed me and I said, what do I have to do? I thought I had to do something. And he's like, no. I'll just do the podcast. I'll be like, fine. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Gillycast, those guys are pretty cool. They've provided us with a lot of info.
Right,
is it Gilly or Gilly? I don't know.
I don't know. I said Gilly. I emailed him. I said I'd give him a shout-out on my show, and then he was like, he hasn't replied yet. So I said, do I say Gilly or Gilly?
Okay. Are you going to be on you're on tomorrow afternoon for us? What time is your show going to be now?
Yeah, it's exactly like 12. No, it's in 13 hours from now, so 11 a.m. your time. I don't know, but it doesn't really matter anymore because whatever time it is, I'm just going to like edit the show anyway and then stick it on YouTube. I think it's better that way because it gets so many more hits on YouTube now.
Jen, you know what I'm going to do? You made my day tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. I'm going to take a lunch at 11:30. I'm going to go to the bar and I'm going to bring my Galaxy S3 and I'm going to have my headphones. I'm going to listen to you. And drink beer at my lunch break tomorrow. And I'll come back and I might even leave work early tomorrow. Thanks, man.
Okay, I'm excited, man. I'll give you a shout.
Thank you. Give me a shout. Shout out, so to say.
Wow, that's awesome, man. Tomorrow, Jen Stewart, man. Check it out.
You guys should check
Jen Stewart, what email should I use to get with you, man? PM it to me, man. I need to get with you on some madhouse business on the side.
Business.
Okay, all right, I'm going
to
do that.
Hey, listen, before we forget, also big thanks, Milkman, we need to give a thanks to Death Fox. He's got our new chat room up there where everyone's using tonight. It's working.
Thank you. I was just going to mention that whenever you came back to me here. Thank you so much to Death Fox. You got a great point there, Amanito. He has been indispensable with this chat.
Yep.
Couldn't have done it without him. Thanks so much. Excellent job to Death Fox, man. Major gold stars, dude.
Yep, good work, Death Fox. You're the man. We got our own chat room now. It's got some special stuff running in there. It's going to start up, like, it'll start giving little messages, and we have the ability to make it show what's on the shoutcast, stuff like that. Nice little commands, some customized commands everyone can use. It's going to be good. Sorry I started late. We're going to get to the prank calls in a moment. One last person, two more thank yous here. I've been putting in a lot of work with the Madhouse thing, but two really quick thanks here. First of all, thanks to Tabachi and a group of people who've been helping him out edit the old Prankcast episodes, the archives from 2005, 2006, and on. Tabachi and them are going through the episodes, the shows that have already been edited, but marking the time of prank calls. And Tabachi's been going episode per episode, editing them out with his MP3 player. MP3 player in the trash. He got it from the trash, Jen. He took it out of the garbage.
Yeah. Must have taken a very long time to do that. That's
years.
Incredible.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. I think it's over 400, maybe up to 500 prank calls. New prank calls that are going into the archive this weekend, and they are already on the Shoutcast rotation. So that helps out. If you're a regular Shoutcast listener, there's going to be a lot more stuff there. It's not going to repeat the same, there was already several hundred pranks on there. Now it's just about 1,000 pranks. Big Zolar from Zolar Vision sent me a permission to put some of his pranks on there. So those are there now also. That's all good. And the last thank you is to a group of people who helped out testing out the new website. There's still a few bugs to work out. I know Baz has told me that there's a problem with the Mivit chat. It was blocking him. So we're going to have to put that on the big board, Milkman, to see why that was happening. We'll get with Death Fox after the show or tomorrow.
All right,
what
cool.
was happening. I know
what happened to Baz? What happened to him now?
He was getting an IP, too many IP connections or something. It might have been on his end. It might be a Mivit thing or it might be a chat server thing. So we'll work it out. No worries. He's in the...
Make sure you're not connected with any proxies either.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And just use one login. We got a super secure server, man. I mean, they're saying you cannot mess it up. If you start fooling around or you come in with proxies or anything, it's going to find you. It's going to automatically stop you. So you got to come in legit. Just check and make sure that you're not connecting more than once.
The 1 megabyte. Well, Death Fox is... I guess Death Fox found out the reason was... too many people were connecting at once on Mivit, so that kind of makes sense. Using the website
Mivit connection.
Yeah, so we got a lot of people connecting at once, and that's good. That means we're getting use out of this. That's good.
Yeah.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Yep. All right. So hey, let's get some pranks. We got plenty of requested pranks here to get to. I see Nunu flashing over on the big board. He's got the BBC switchboard. Do you know about this pedophile thing, Jen? That's going on with the BBC or something like that.
Are you having a joke now because of the girl I was with, or are you just like, are you serious?
No, God,
I
wasn't even going to mention that. You brought it up. Do you want to? I'm not going to mention it. I don't want anybody to freak out about.
I'm not breaking the door. You're just like, you get caught rocking the cradle.
All right, listen. Jim was in the chat room 2 weekends ago.
Never get caught.
Jim was in a chat room 1 or 2 weekends ago, and he was saying how excited he was that some 16-year-old was going to come over to play games with him. You know, they're going to do archery together, and then they were going to have sexual relations and all this stuff. And she's 16.
Oh, really?
But it's legal in the UK to do this thing.
Well, she just turned 16, but it's perfectly legal.
She just turned 16?
It's perfectly legal, and I'm 25, and she's 16, and I think a lot of people would frown at that, but I didn't give a shit.
She just turned 16, so not too long ago she was 15.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh my God.
She's really fit, though. Trust me, you'd see her and you'd be like, "Holy shit!"
I saw her. You posted her picture in the chat room.
I did.
Saw
yeah,
it.
I didn't get
the picture. Paste it again, man. Where's the wedding? I need invitation.
Don't paste it again, because Milkman will make a mess with that picture. He'll print it out.
Fucking...
He's going to go to Walgreens and he's going to go to Walgreens with a USB thumb drive.
I have something to fantasize about. Wow.
Yeah, he's going to go to Walgreens with a USB thumb drive. I need a big version. Blow this up for me.
Well, you got a big booty there, Jen. Boy, I'd like that girl, man. Won't you introduce me to mama?
All right, but seriously, do you know what's going on with the, I guess it's a pedophile ring with the BBC or something?
No, I know there was some news about Jimmy Savile over here who...
Who?
He's a famous sort of guy, charity guy, and like a sort of personality, TV personality. And it turns out he's some sort of pedophile. And
oh my God.
He was abusing children, you know, very, very young children who were disabled. So he was working in the hospital as a charity person. Mm. And then he would go in and he would abuse children. So, that was pretty extreme. That was quite sad, too, because actually... My mum is a doctor, and she used to work at a hospital where he... so she would have met him several times. I thought that was quite sickening.
Wow. Wicked, man. So apparently there was what they're calling the biggest pedophile ring ever in the world had something to do with the BBC. I've tried to make sense of it, but I really don't understand. If Jen Jin Nunu, or Jin, if you want to look it up and tell us what exactly this is about.
Yeah, I'm right on it. I didn't even know about it. When did this come out?
I think last week. We didn't get a chance to address it during last week's show, but it's some kind of BBC pedophile scandal.
Wow.
The New York Times is connected to it somehow. Something crazy is going on. It kind of related to, you know, how Jerry Sandusky here, Milkman, with the Philadelphia Eagles, with Philadelphia Eagles, with Penn State and all that stuff. And the Philadelphia Eagles will suck is what that is about. God, they suck.
Good
can't
grief.
Win a fucking game. All right, look, let's stop talking. Let's just call the BBC switch.
Hey, Hermanito, we got a bunch of really cool numbers. Death Box should send them in now if he hasn't sent them in to you, dude. You've got a new premise in there. I think you're going to be pretty damn funny, man. I think we ought to take the Jewish or Hebrew persuasion on. He's got some very good calls.
Good morning, BBC Switchboard.
Yes, hello, BBC Switchboard. My name is Cross, and I'm calling from the United States of America. I was looking to speak to the pedophile department.
To which department, sorry?
The pedophilia department. Hello?
Pedophilia.
Yeah, you know how there was this big thing with the children in the BBC? The big ring? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
Well, you know how London police are investigating the allegations that Jimmy Savile was a pedophile? And he had like an appetite for underage girls?
Not pedophile.
Huh?
Pedophile, not pedophile.
Pedophile, that's how we call it in the United States. I'm calling from New York. He was raping and molesting girls and all that. And he was going on the BBC and talking about it to everybody, and you know?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now, yeah.
And you know how Benny Hill was involved with it too? Benny Hill was a pedophile, as you say. And they were saying how Benny Hill had some of those girls on the Benny Hill show that he would chase around at the end of the episode. They were really like 12 and 11 years old.
Let us see. Why have you rang?
Why have I rang? Well, I wanted to call and discuss that with that department that handles these things. I wanted to get a statement.
Well, see, in that case, you need to call back to your office hours, and I'm afraid.
Well, how do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
I'm not up for charges for it, so why would I need to plead?
Well, you work for the BBC, so I'm bringing you up on charges on behalf of the United States Attorney General.
So you're accusing me of pedophilia?
I'm accusing you of working for pedophiles, yes.
I never worked for Jimmy Savile, so...
Well, you work for the BBC.
No, Jimmy Savile worked for the BBC.
Okay,
so
well...
Savile has been accused for it, so therefore, before you start shutting around accusations, before I do... defamation of character, you might want to watch what you're doing there.
Oh, so you're going to sue me also? Because I'm a lawyer.
Good luck with that.
All right, well, I'm...
So you've just accused me of pedophilia, which means that's defamation of my character. So
no.
I will sue you for it, yeah.
Correction, sir. I'm not accusing you of pedophilia.
Accused me of pedophilia.
Listen, you horse. I'm accusing you of being an accomplice.
For a lawyer, you're not a very good one.
I'm accusing you of being an accomplice to a pedophilia.
Again, it's still a wrongful accusation without evidence, and therefore I can give you for defamation of character. So again, you're a pretty rubbish lawyer.
Well, you were connecting the phone calls for the pedophiles.
No, I'm not connecting the phone calls for the pedophiles.
You connect phone calls of the BBC.
You do realize that Jimmy Savile was well dead before I started working here, so how can I be connecting calls for pedophiles?
Because they're calling in to leave messages for him.
Evidence.
Yes.
What? Whatsoever, and you just go around shutting accusations without any shred of evidence whatsoever. Defamation of character. Rubbish lawyer. Go back to law school.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty? I command you to give me a plea.
You can't command me to give you anything.
I can. I just did, didn't I? You stupid whores. You little girl.
See
Tell
you
me.
Later.
You're
you
a little...
Go back to Boston. Bye-bye. Go back to law school. Get an education.
No.
I can't believe how serious he took that.
Yeah, they're really. There's a chick. There's a broad there who's really mean. So who is this guy Savile? What was he on the Benny Hill? Dude, I miss Benny Hill. Yeah, man, I gotta find some Benny Hill torrents. Remember Benny Hill, Milkman?
I love Benny Hill, man. He's the best. I love his salute too.
Yeah, the salute. And then remember, like, at the episode, the girls would chase him, and he chased the girls, and they show his... Hackety Sacks. What's the name?
Wild Sacks. That's it.
Hacky Sacks.
Yacky Sacks.
Hacky Sacks. Yeah. Yeah. Jin, did you ever watch Benny Hill? Were you a fan of that growing up, Benny Hill?
No, because obviously I didn't have a television, so I just...
You didn't have no television license.
No, exactly. Yeah, you need a license over here. No, but I just didn't have a TV growing up.
No, your parents didn't have a TV?
No, we never had a TV in the house. We had, obviously, I had a screen, I had a VHS player, and then later a DVD player, but I never, and obviously, like, a PS, PlayStation when I was growing up, but never, I never had a television.
Were you poor?
Well, was you limited only to a bow and arrow? And the piano?
Yeah. Live a bow and arrow. You're a cunt. You lot are cunts. Every one of you.
God, I love you. I love you.
You're the one that came up with this, all right? I blame you because this archery shit comes back to you.
What? I would never do that. You, I love you, man. You're my brother.
Not you, Milkman. I'm saying Carlito. He came up with this.
Oh,
fucking
okay.
Archer.
All right.
Yeah, Jin's an archer, and there's fucking pictures all over the place.
Jin came home from school once with very bad grades, and his dad said, you want to not study? You want to have bad grades? And he pulled out the bow and arrow and he shot the TV with the bow and arrow and exploded in the sparks. And then he said, here, and he gave him the bow and arrow. He said, learn to, when you're a man and when you can do this and get a gold medal, then I'll get you a TV. And Jin Stewart still doesn't have his gold medal.
Yeah, well,
he saw how bad he did
problem.
In the Olympics. He fucking failed. You know, he lost to the Korean team. You suck, Jin Stewart, man. You're the worst archer ever. You don't want to admit that you're an archer because you did so bad. You're not even on the website anymore.
Because I don't fucking do archery. Why the fuck would
obviously,
I say I'm an archer if I don't do archery?
You
tried. Now there's fucking people going, there's people on Facebook going, oh, how's your archery practice? Is that why you didn't do a show? I'm like, fuck off. I didn't do a show because I don't fucking do archery, you cunt.
Well, then when I saw your Madhouse Militia card, dude, I was impressed, man. I mean, I did not realize your skill level.
I've never picked up a fucking archery thing in my life. I don't even know how to shoot an arrow, fucking faggot.
Jin, that's awesome. Good to see you, like, ha, 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 ha. All right.
I love this guy in the chat room. He's like, who needs a TV when you have 16-year-olds?
Man, 16-year-olds closer to 15 than 17, too. God, man, that's just...
She is fucking hot, and you know it, and you would have done it as well.
Did she know what she was doing, or she just lay there and let you take over?
Well, she didn't really. She was a bit, you know, a bit frigid at first, but she was horny as shit. She fucking loved it after a while.
Yeah, that's cool.
She keeps doing it again. She was like, yeah, let's do it.
Wow. Did you have her bend over and did you...
That's a real shaggin'.
Did you look...
No, she didn't want to. She wasn't up for, like, trying all funky stuff on the first time. But, now we're into a bit of a little bit different stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's cool. Now, you got to have her suck you off after you put it in. That's a submission right there.
You have trouble getting that done?
No, I do it all. Did you blast in her eye or her face? That's
like PTM or you know, FT.
Where did you finish at, Jin? Where did you finish?
I blasted into the rubber.
What a waste.
What do you mean?
Oh, you gotta pull it out and pull that sucker off. You gotta make a big spray out of it.
Yeah.
Nobody's into that. Nobody wants to deal with that rubber anymore.
Use the rubber when you're done. You take it out, whip the rubber out, and you know. First, Milkman, he'll tell you. First thing you gotta do, Jin, you gotta eat a lot of pineapples and drink pineapple juice.
Uh huh.
And it makes you have these, you just try it, and you'll see what happens. She'll love it. Diced pineapples, Jin.
Okay, I'll talk to her about that.
All right. No, you're going to eat the pineapples for like a week. You guys,
okay, and then?
And save it up. Don't, you know, play with yourself for about a week and just eat diced
pineapples.
That's
not possible, my friend. That
you got
not
to.
Possible. For a
you
week.
Got to. For
fucking,
a week.
I used to do, I, when I was 18, I was doing it 6 times a day. Fuck a week, man. I can last 2 days.
Listen, man, if you're getting 16-year-old pee, that's, you can save it up. You got to.
No. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm running you almost that long there, Jin. I'll be done, man. Yeah, time flies.
All right, we got Lonesome's in the house. What's up, Lonesome? How you doing? Lonesome got a win this week in the fantasy football. Dirty Aaron lost to Ken. Dirty Aaron was leading the whole league, and he had the best record in the league, I think, and Ken whooped his ass. I got a win. I think I got a 3-point win or something like that. I squeaked the win this weekend, despite the fact that Michael Vick's a dumbass. Cosby's Therapy Animals from Lonesome Loser. Therapy Animals, that's where they let you ride a horse. If you feel sad, you ride the horse and you feel better. Jen, you ever hear about that? They do that there.
Yeah, I know all about that.
Hopefully the new request a prank is working. It seems to be working because I am getting prank requests. So that is very good. Very good. Request a prank. Let's see what we got here.
Jen Stewart.
Yeah.
Have you registered your nickname in the chat room?
No, I haven't, because I don't know what to see. This other guy, what's his name again? Deadbox. He's a chat owner, I think. Yeah, I'm the owner,
but I'm going to add you to my list, but you have to register your nickname.
Yeah, I messaged on Nick, but he said he was like, I don't know, he was hosting or whatever, but yeah, I don't know. Do you need me to do that? I don't know. Am I going to come on?
If you register, then I can go ahead and take care of you anytime you come in. That way it'll automatically happen. I need you to register your nickname.
Give me plus Q. I want plus Q. He said I couldn't get plus Q. I want plus Q.
We'll make sure we get another server for you then, man. I'll let you know when we get that call. Right?
Jen wants to be the queen. I'm the queen of chat. Plus Q, me. No, Jen, only one. There can only be one plus Q. All right, so Death Fox sent in a number yesterday for the Tiberius restaurant. He says, I have to read this. It's a kosher restaurant. This is what you're talking about, Milkman? Traditional Jewish cafe, open till 2 a.m.?
Yeah, man. He was like, dude, you let me hear these people, dude. They're talking heavy, heavy Hebrew and shit accents, man. They just like the fucking one.
All right, cool. We'll mess with them. Jen, ready for this? You're an anti-Semite.
I'm an anti-Semite.
Yeah, your grandfather used to chase Jews in Germany in the war.
You're a shit.
With his bow and arrow.
You are a shit. Oi, wait a minute. Let me do this thing first. You start, and then I'll join in.
He was like, Juden, come here, Juden. Come take a shower, Juden.
yeah, we are with the Heil Hitler, yeah.
He told Jews to take a shower. You're ready for...
Yeah, I sent them in. I said, it's really nice. Yeah.
You're ready for your shower, Jordan?
I need it.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Juden. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Shalom, Shlomo.
Shlomo?
Shlomo, shalom. My name is Shlomo.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Good. I'd like to make an order for pickup, please.
1 second. So pickup, right?
Yeah, do you have white steak?
What?
White steak.
White steak?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a kosher restaurant.
Yeah,
white steak
at the kosher restaurant. You never heard of that?
No, never heard of that. We sell fish and pasta, sushi also, but no white steak.
You have bagels?
We have paninis, the closest.
Okay, now you have this is Israeli, so I'm sure you have kimchi.
Cream cheese? No.
No kimchi?
No.
General So chicken?
No. We don't sell meat, only dairy and fish.
Okay. You have Malacca?
No.
All right. What do you recommend then?
Is fish okay?
You have gefilte fish?
No, no gefilte fish.
What's with this Jew food that I don't understand? What's the good food there? You have white fish?
We have tilapia. We have tuna. We have pastas,
Okay. All right, so I'm going to be, the reason why I want to do this, there's a rabbi who's coming over tonight to my house.
Okay.
And he doesn't know yet, but I told him that my family was going to be here, and we wanted to talk, but it's only me, and he's going to come over, and he doesn't know, but it's just going to be me and him. And I was going to, I was just wanted to set the mood, turn the lights down and stuff, and have a little bit of red wine with him, and I'm going to wear just my bathrobe or my smoking jacket. So was there anything you could recommend for the rabbi that make him feel more comfortable?
I you know, like I said again, if he likes pasta, we have
Jew pasta,
different kinds. We have sushi, and of course the fish that I told you.
Okay. All right. So do you, well, what do you recommend? Like, what would be able to get him, you know, maybe to lower his inhibitions a little bit?
It's really.
Do you have oysters on the shell?
Sorry?
Do you have oysters on the shell? Because I hear that that's like an aphrodisiac.
Oysters?
On the shell, yeah, because that's an aphrodisiac.
But that's not kosher, also.
Well, it's fish.
Still.
Well, it's fish. You said you have all fish there, so.
No, not all fish. Are you Jewish?
No, no, I'm Puerto Rican.
Oh, I thought your name was Shlomo, so.
No, no, that's what my homies call me, Shlomo, and everything. But I'm trying to get him to become attracted to me. He's very handsome. Shlomo.
Wow.
Shlomo. Is that really a Jewish name? I've just on the Stern Show they say that all the time. They say Shalom Shlomo as a joke.
Doesn't it mean something? It had some sort of meaning.
I thought it was a bad word. I thought so. Yeah.
That means that your frame rate is rated about at least half of what it should be.
Your frame rate?
Shlomo. Your frame rate, yeah.
Shlomo. You're not in slow-mo, you're in Shlomo. Yeah.
I get it now, yeah.
There's
I'm on Bernie.
Let me see if I can find that prank. There's a prank where, like, Stern Show prank, what is it? It's like Shalom Shlomo, the guy says. There's one of those conservative American radio guys is doing his show from Israel for a week, and they got Crackhead Bob to call, and they said his name was Shlomo or something. What was that shit? Hang on.
Shlomo is apparently it's a Hebrew name meaning Solomon.
Okay. All right, let me look. Shalom. I don't see it here. It's a good prank. It's with Crackhead Bob, and he's like, Shalom, and he's talking really slow, and he's, like, saying dirty things, and the guy doesn't understand. He said that Al-Qaeda captured him and released him, and he had brain damage. Oh, man, I can't find it. If anyone knows out there what it could... Hang on, is this it?
And then the boys use Crackhead Bob tapes to call into the G. Gordon Liddy Show. It's great.
Gentlemen, we're going to go directly to these wonderful patient people who have been holding on the phones. And first up, from Brooklyn, New York, Shlomo, you're on the air.
Shalom to you, Mr. Liddy.
Shalom, shalom, Shlomo.
Shalom to my family as well, and I have some in Gush Katif.
Ah, your family is here.
Yes.
Wonderful. Very good.
It is an honor to speak to you.
Well, thank you, Shlomo. It's a privilege to speak to you. How may I serve you today, sir?
Well, unfortunately, my brother was captured by Al-Qaeda. He was in Israel. And he escaped. And he is here now with me.
Well, that's wonderful.
He suffered some brain damage, and he has a slight speech impediment, and he would love to say hello to you.
Will and I would be delighted to say hello to him. What is his name?
We call him Bob.
All right.
That's his American Israeli name. His real name is Saul. In America, we call him Bob.
Okay, I'll be happy to call him Bob.
Do you like to have third intersex in your life in Tennessee?
I'm not sure I understood you, Bob.
It's it so that you don't set up by Santa Claus and two up on the feet?
Okay, I got. Is it true that I once stood up someplace?
Yeah.
And where was that, Bob, that you were asking me about?
Did you tell you were caught in a bald tail moon? Tall Howard.
Bob, I'm having difficulty understanding you. I just want to say congratulations for escaping from Al-Qaeda, and shalom. God love you.
Al-Qaeda?
Yeah, he said he was in Palestine, and he said it was in Palestine and that that he got kidnapped by Al-Qaeda, which makes no sense. Oh, man, hang on.
Al-Qaeda was about to blow up your Federal Reserve over there. That was really exciting.
What? That happened?
Yeah, you didn't. Yeah, in the news in New York, somebody was arrested for attempting to.
That 17-year-old punk.
With a fake bomb. With a fake bomb. Tell you what, if he gets a really good defense attorney, he's going to be able to get away with that.
No, he won't. He won't.
He will. Fake. It was a fake bomb. There was no real threat.
Jin, they do that.
Turn around and say,
Jin, that's what they fucking do around here. What they do, they get the FBI to get some kid who's slow or stupid. And they're like, oh, we're going to get this guy and get our numbers up and scare the public a little bit like there's still an Al-Qaeda problem. So they get them and they stick them with a fake bomb. And they actually go to the place and try to blow it up and it doesn't do anything. And, you know, the minute he puts the bomb on or grabs the bomb, they already got him, you know, for intent. You know, that's intent. They got him on that.
Intent. I don't know. I seriously think if he had a good, you know, defense attorney, he would get away with it. I mean, that's just my opinion. But
every year they do this. Every year this shit happens. They like to target like black Muslims and stuff. Also here, they'll
really
do that. Yeah, they take advantage of them. I didn't know
I
about that.
I thought it
that.
Was really exciting though, because I think that was one of the biggest gold collections in the world. That means if that had actually happened, can you imagine the price of gold would have just fucking shot up?
I don't know. You know,
no civilians were injured.
Yeah.
And no normal people had been killed or injured. And you know, the gold would have been blown up in some way, damaged or unusable, which is highly unlikely. But if that had happened, the price of gold would have gone up, and I would have been very happy personally.
Federal Reserve is a bunch of shit. It's a bunch of bankers running the United States monetary system. And you know, we got sold out by Roosevelt, by FDR, setting that up back in the day. The Constitution says the Constitution says that only Congress is supposed to have the ability to print money, right, Milkman? Am I wrong or am I right? Isn't that in the Constitution? Only Congress has the right to order the printing.
Federal Reserve is not supposed to exist constitutionally. No. It is a bunch of old world European, mostly German,
Jewish,
and real hardcore banker money people that run that whole thing. They're actually a separate independent organization. They're not really an entity of the government. They just perform government services like printing money and da-da-da, but they're really...
Yeah, but your printed money is not worth anything without that reserve.
Well, that's a whole... No, that's not true. What do you mean it's not? It used to be backed. Money used to be
backed. It was backed by gold, and then silver.
And then silver, yeah. And now it's
a
fucking commodity.
It's got a reserve note. In other words, like, just trust us.
Yeah, it's a trust note now instead of being backed by silver and gold like it should be. Yeah, should get rid of that. That's what the big thing Ron Paul talks about is that should be ended, the Federal Reserve System bullshit.
Fuck yeah, dude, because they can do what they want. They're the one that sets the interest rates. It's all that bullshit. It's all bullshit, man. That's why our presidents and our Constitution is written that we cannot control who gets elected. Only the Electoral College, the elitists that they put in to make the votes in our behalf, because we're not smart enough or worthy or rich enough to be trusted to vote somebody in. They got to have who they want in. That's why our government is not really a democracy. What is it, a constitutional republic or some bullshit they call it? It's not truly a democracy. We don't elect them.
I don't know, Milkman. You're upset. Take it easy, buddy.
Can we call the Federal Reserve?
No, we're not calling the Federal Reserve.
Let's call crazy fucker right now and then call
them. I'll talk to them and I'll be like, yeah, I want to rob the place.
And Nunu says, this is a prank show, not Dr. Lego Jew Money Show.
There's some more of them Jewish numbers in there, dude.
Lego got mad. Lego did get mad once.
They hate pork, dude. Ask them about pork. They don't like that shit.
Lego got mad because he does a podcast sometimes, Your Money Show, and it's him and two other Jews talking about money and investments. And I went into the chat room that he had, and I said, "Oh, it's the Jew Money Show." And he got upset and he banned me. And he called me the next day and said, "Hey, man, I'm trying to do something serious. I'm sorry I didn't mean to get upset, but just please don't do that. You know, there's a time for, you know, I'll do the prank calls with you and stuff, but I'm trying to do something serious with your money show." And I was like, all right, I'm sorry, Lego. Sorry, dude. But Lego's cool. He hooked me up with tickets for my bachelor party to Atlantic City. He got me a a good rate on a hotel room and shit. That was pretty cool. Him, he's a cool dude. Lego's a good friend. So is Zola. All those guys from back in the PCU days, except for KDK. And even KDK, he doesn't. I'm not.
KDK's all right, man.
He's all right. He's just a whack-a-nut. He's just out there, you know.
He's on the wrong team. That's
Just
but I think he's cool. I like
just
him.
Ignore. Yeah, if just ignore KDK when he gets. He's just. He's just KDK. Jin Wright, you know what I'm talking about. KDK is just KDK.
He's just KDK, that's it.
He's, that's, it's a C, yeah. Hey, we got Harry Dick. Harry Dick's the number.
I haven't heard nothing from Ted Wedden in a long time. Whatever happened to him, man?
He was on 3 weeks ago, man.
Yeah,
three,
I was
going to
say he was on recently, was he not?
Yeah.
But it hasn't been a while, right? Because I haven't heard him the last couple weeks at least.
Three or four. He's busy. He plays hockey and he does massages and stuff like that. He's a massage therapist now, so.
I thought he does archery.
Hey, nothing wrong with breast massage. It should be regularly done.
No, he gets massages on his way home from hockey. Yeah. Asian massage. Yeah.
All right.
Didn't you ever do that?
Well,
Asian massage?
I'll volunteer for the breast massage. Come on, Ted.
I don't get those kind of massages, but I do get massages, yeah?
Archery massages?
You're a fuck, mate. You are a fuck.
I massage your biceps and your archery
That's
hand?
Right. Yeah, yeah. My quads, yeah.
Your quads. All right. So, Jin, you want to call Harry Dick? I don't know if I want to call him.
No, you call Harry Dick. I haven't done any calls in a while. I'm going to wait until you get me a good number.
I don't have much of an idea for this. I'm just going to be goofy.
Yeah, that's all right. We normally give it.
How's the video, folks? I mean, how's the video and the audio in the video? Let me know if it's good or is it better. Let me know. Because if it's not any good, we'll get rid of it. We'll get live stream. Let me know. Is this skipping less or more? Crisp Enigma says. Video needs to fit the window. Yeah, there's no way around that, Ken. The reason for that, let me mention that here. Hello? Harry?
You can explain it to Harry.
Harry. Harry Dick. Mira. Mira. We'll keep Harry on while I explain it.
Did you say Mira?
Mira, yeah. I say that all the time.
It's a guy, man.
Yeah. I know. The deal with the...
with Puerto Rican.
All right. Yeah, that's a Puerto Rican thing to say, mira. It means look, and you're like, yo, mira, mira. That's...
Oh, I thought it meant after. Sorry, I thought it meant something else.
Mm-mm. No, we say mira all the time.
Look,
us.
Look.
I thought it meant
girl.
Yeah, right. I say milkman, right? Mira, right? Milkman. We say that all the time.
Mira, mira. It's like look here, look, you
hey,
know.
Hey, look, mira, attention. Mira. Yeah.
What's girl then? What's girl?
Nana.
No.
That's girl, Nana. N-E-N-A.
Is it really?
Yeah, Nana.
Hang on then.
Mira nena? Yeah, I say that all the time. Mira nena? Yeah, that's a gay thing. No, like, you know how you would say in English, in America at least, you'd be like, oh my God, or, you know what I mean? Or like, Jesus Christ. Well, a Spanish version, a Spanish phrase that is associated with something a gay person would say stereotypically is mira nena. Like, hey girl, mira nena. Like that. That's something, you know? I'm just sharing with you guys, at least in Puerto Rico. The video, it's a YouTube thing. It's a Google Hangout, and the good thing about it is it gives me the ability, A, to promote the YouTube channel a little more.
Well, you're doing a live broadcast on YouTube.
Yeah, live on YouTube. If you go to youtube.com/madhouseradio, you'll see the video feed right there. Now, the bar on the bottom, it's kind of split. The reason for that is, and hopefully this we get some people to join in on video. Milkman, I was asking you, but you didn't get a chance to set it up, I guess. But if you have a Google Plus account, I can invite you to the.
I have a Google Plus account.
We'll get on.
I don't have it activated on my Madhouse Live account yet.
Yeah.
So I'll activate it over there, and I'm also sending an invitation to Jin. That's what I was telling you earlier.
Yeah, well, if you join the Hangout, the YouTube Hangout, you'll be on the bottom, and if I want, I can just click on you and focus, or I can set it so that when you're talking, it automatically focuses to you, so it looks like a professional web show, like a professional TV show, you know, and I got the bottom third going that says Carlito. I could put my...
Oh, cool.
I could put, like, my
I'll
Twitter feed. Yeah, you can have up to 8 people, I think, on the video feed at once. But anyway, with this stuff, it's really cool because as soon as the show's over, when I hit stop broadcast, it's going to upload the entire show automatically to YouTube publicly, and I can make clips out of it. You know, if there was a good prank call, nice. I can mark the start end and submit, and it makes a separate clip for it. Really cool. Hopefully it'll boost our YouTube subscribers.
But unedited, obviously, yeah?
What?
Unedited. As soon as you finish the show, obviously it's going to be unedited and uploaded. Yeah.
That's the thing. Sorry. Yeah. But
no mistakes then.
No criminal actions. But I can make a video private with a click. That's and done deal. You know, it's pretty quick. I think I have it set up now so that they upload private from the beginning. So then tomorrow morning, if I feel the show was safe enough to post publicly, then I'll just change it to public and it's a done deal. Or I can just take some clips out of it to stay safe. Make a best of version, but it's pretty good. So Jen, you could do that for your show, and you wouldn't even have to show video. You could just you could not have video on just the YouTube part.
I could do, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to do it the way I've been doing it. In fact, I don't even want to use IRC anymore because I just want to go on and do the show.
Okay. All right. Cool.
You know what I'm like, man.
I know you're weird. That's why you're a weird archery kid.
You are a fucking cunt.
At least he's a silver medalist, right? What was it, silver or gold? What was it?
Nothing. Honorable mention is what he got, this guy.
Fucking
he got the disqualified mention.
You got a participation ribbon then.
Yep. Lonesome sending in numbers for the Russian Bakery and the Red Russian Tavern. Wanted to make a note here. I'm a big fan of Cold War history and stuff like that. It is, and I did play a clip earlier when we were starting the show. Played a clip of John F. Kennedy's famous speech during the Cuban Missile Crisis. Cuban Missile Crisis was 50 years ago, 13 days, man, in October of 1962, Milkman, where we supposedly we came the closest that this world has ever come to all-out nuclear war, DEFCON 2. But
what was that? The Bay of Pigs, right? When that right on Bay of Pigs, that started the whole freaking mess.
This is after Bay of Pigs.
I get lost in the exact time. Yeah. That was very, very, very critical time.
It was very critical, and I remember before my mom passed away last year, I asked her about it. I was like, "Hey, Mom, what was it like in Puerto Rico? You were alive then. She was in high school at the time," and she said that there were a lot of troops. She grew up in the mountains of Puerto Rico. There was at that time, like, you know, maybe one house in the entire neighborhood. It's a large community. Everyone lived on a farm, and maybe one or two houses had a phone and stuff like that. But she, you know, very rural still at that point. And she said there were troops like moving into like the mountains in Puerto Rico. And she said the reason for it was because they were expecting an all-out attack on the United States, like a nuclear attack. And being that Puerto Rico was a United States territory and had a lot of military assets already, army bases and stuff, there were troops and special forces who were hiding out in the mountains in little makeshift camps waiting for the shit to go down. And they were expecting to be able to survive the majority of a nuclear exchange, she said. And she said there was a lot of weird movements. She said there were, like, a lot of trucks, and there was a lot of speculation that they were moving gold. Like, Jen, you were just talking about gold and silver mm-hmm. from the Federal Reserve. They were moving gold and silver into the mountains of Puerto Rico and stuff for safekeeping in case World War III broke out. It was really, she said it was really kind of scary for them at that time. Puerto Rico is pretty close to Cuba, not as close as Florida is, but it's
so
in the Caribbean.
Have a big cocaine export?
There wasn't that wasn't a thing back then, man. 60s.
It wasn't a thing. It was always a thing, was it?
No, cocaine. Not until the 70s and 80s. Late 70s. It was the 80s and that was, but after Vietnam, and then that's when the cartel started and the Americans started going and a few of them making deals, you know, you got to watch the movie Blow. and stuff like that. That'll explain. That's a pretty good movie. The Frank Lucas movie, what's that called? American Gangster. That was heroin, but that gets into it.
Yeah, I watched that. That was pretty good. That was with Denzel Washington.
Denzel, yeah, yeah. And the real good. Frank Lucas, I heard an interview with him, and they asked him, of all the movies, except for your own, of all the movies out there, which one is the most accurate historically when it comes to the drug, you know, how drugs came about, the drug world and all that? And he said, bar none, Blow was really, it was very super accurate historically. Like he said, it was amazing. That movie. He says shit like Scarface and all that crap is retarded. But that Blow is a good movie. That's Johnny Depp, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm looking at it now.
That's a good movie.
I'm gonna download it.
Yeah. Anyway, so
no, I'm not gonna download it. That's illegal. I would never do such a thing.
No.
I'm gonna pay for it and download it.
Of course. Yeah, on Netflix. Yeah. Which I don't know if you have in the UK. Whatever version you have over there. Skyflix or whatever it's called there.
They're still using Telegraph. They don't got internet over in the UK yet.
They barely have it in Puerto Rico. I can't imagine the UK. Right. So we got Russian bakery. I bet you they got some good baked goods in the Russian bakery.
We just got the printing press here recently.
Yeah. So Harry Dick didn't work out. We got more requests to Prankstow. Death Fox has sent in a leading in Ann Man. He called them Wednesday. Woman answered, asked if was Johnson resident. She said no. Oh, that's his confirming. Okay. So, anyway, we got an Ann Man here. Let's see what else we got. Play some music. That's what we got. It's a weird show tonight, guys. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get used to the new layout of some things. Hear that thunder? Really coming down out there.
That's really cool, the thunder. I like that.
You like that? Yeah, I got the window
open. I wish we'd get more thunder over here. I really like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got the window open. It's nice and cool. It's rainy. Not super long, hard rain, but just nice drizzle. Feels comfortable. I wish I smoked weed. Be good night and smoke weed. Bone Thuggish sent in a number. Did he? No. He just said, hey, long-time listener, love the new site, but can you make it possible to download all the pranks in one click? All right, we'll keep that in mind. Enigma, right, put that in the big board. Milkman, put that in the big board on Gort. Bone Thuggish.
Yeah, check my Gort because I should be there. I just invited you.
All right, cool, thanks. Basil Pizza and Wine Bar, Jewish restaurant. Another, is that what we just called?
Are we going on the Jew thing today? Are we obsessed with Jews?
No, he just sent the same number twice, that's all.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I was going to say, like, what? We suddenly turned into a Jewish thing.
All right. RBCP.
Yeah, so you had a bunch of Jewish numbers. I don't know where all, you know, where they were, but they're all, the restaurants were all Jewish, but they could be Chinese, they could be all kinds of different types of restaurants, but they're all Jewish.
All right, we got
a Chinese Jewish restaurant.
Yeah, he found one.
Chinese
Jewish. Yeah, send that shit in. Yeah, I was flipping out. Yeah, he did.
Where's my whiskey glass? I had a glass here with ice. Lost it. I left it out in the hallway. Fuck. Damn it, man. Well, I can't do
okay,
that,
that's
man.
All right. You go get it, and I'll talk about how I went on a vacation one time.
And you did archery.
In Cuba. Uh-huh. And I was in a truck. With my archery team, we were in the truck. And we positioned the archers all over the road because there was an infiltration of soldiers. And
Castro was coming down, and you guys were going to try to take him out?
We just got our bow and arrows out, and we shot the shit out of everybody.
Nice. Good. It was a massacre. They call it the Jim Stewart Massacre. Well, instead of that, I'll play this little bit of audio here. I'm going to grab my whiskey glass. I'll be right back.
You didn't get it. I was fucking chatting bollocks. And you went,
what do you think? Gentlemen. For the last 15 years, I have fought here at this table, alongside your predecessors, in the struggle against the Soviet. Now, I do not wish to seem melodramatic, but I do wish to impress upon you a lesson I learned with bitter tears and great sacrifice. The Soviet understands only one language, action, respects only one word, force. I concur with General Taylor. I recommend, sir, airstrikes followed by invasion. Perhaps preceded by an ultimatum to dismantle the missiles, if that is militarily viable.
So it appears we have three options. Number one, a surgical airstrike against the missiles themselves. Two, a much larger airstrike against their air defenses, along with the missiles. And three, invasion. So We're certainly going to do number one. We're going to take these missiles out. It seems to me we can't wait very long. We should at least be making those preparations.
We're preparing to implement all three options, though I must stress again, sir, there are risks to the strikes without the follow-on invasion.
You want to be clear, Mr. President, that we've definitely decided against a political track.
Dean, how does this all play out?
Your first step, sir, will be to demand that the Soviet withdraw the missiles within 12 to 24 hours. They will refuse. When they do, you will order the strikes, followed by the invasion. They will resist and be overrun. They will retaliate against another target somewhere else in the world, most likely Berlin. We will honor our treaty commitments and resist them there, defeating them per our plans.
Those plans call for the use of nuclear weapons. So what is the next step?
Hopefully cooler heads will prevail before we reach the next step.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Hopefully indeed. And good thing we never got that close. Hey, Milkman, good thing we had a Kennedy in the office. Good thing John F. Kennedy was president at that point, because we had someone else like LBJ. Probably would have been a lot different than what happened. You know what I mean? You guys there? Jen? Milkman?
I'm here, yeah. I'm just listening to the weird thing that you just played. I didn't even understand
it. Yeah, or Truman. Either Truman, if he would have been there, he'd have dropped the bomb.
Yeah, he dropped the first two. Yeah, he dropped the first bomb.
Kidding, yeah. He didn't fool around, did he?
Nope. Okay, well, let's see what else we got here. All right, here's what I was getting. RBCP sent in Corey Feldman's number. Corey Feldman... I know you guys know who he is. RBCP says his premise is to pretend I'm Michael Bay and try to convince Corey to reprise his role as Donatello in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles reboot. Now, wait a minute. I know there's a Turtles reboot. Is Michael Bay really directing it?
Michael Bay.
Yeah, you know, Transformers.
Bad Boys.
Is he really? I know there was a reboot coming out, but Michael Bay's really doing it. I guess he'd be the guy.
Looking forward to that movie. What's that one that with the guy from King of Queens? What's the name of it? I think it's supposed to be coming out any time now.
The UFC fight one? The UFC fighting one you're talking
about? Yeah, that one. Yeah, dude. That guy is so funny. He always reminds me of you. I laugh my ass off when I watch him, man.
Okay, he reminds me of you of me. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, right. Definitely, man. Just the way he is, man. He's just funny as shit, man.
I never really watched that show or liked it that much. But I would his wife in the show. I'd bang her. She's in a.
Oh hell yeah, she's hot, man.
You would do that.
I like older ladies.
Despite the fact that you're fucking married, you would do that.
Yeah. So, Jen,
is your wife,
Jerry Remini. Jerry Remini. I don't think I'd tell her no.
No.
What's her name?
Jerry Remini.
Is that her name? Yeah. I don't know. I just know I've seen her. She's a milfy kind of looking, nice little number.
Oh, I love that. Where? How do you spell that?
She's got the Italian look to her.
R-E-M-I-N-I.
Okay, I'm looking.
Yeah, find her number, Jen. We'll call her and ask her.
Let's call her.
Yeah. All right. RBCP says we could mention that it's a Ninja Turtles themed porn movie instead. We can come up with something better if we want. Just be sure to mention my Kenny Loggins CD. Good point. Oh, Kenny Loggins. I got Corey Feldman's number in 2002. I reconfirmed it. Was still working in 2006. Today he checked it, and they told me his number has been switched to a different phone number, and the name is under John Doe. Haha, that's funny. A guy answered who sounds just like Corey Feldman. All right, so I think that we got enough to go with here. Corey Feldman. What else I'm trying to think. Corey Feldman. He was in that one show as a kid. Oh, God, what is it? That was around my time. You know, we're talking like 80s when he was, more of a child actor. I know he was in Friday the 13th. He was in Goonies, right, if I remember correctly. What else? What was that one vampire movie? That one really badass vampire movie with the teenagers? Lost Boys? I think he was in Lost Boys also, I think. He was in a lot of those movies that I watched from the 80s when I was a kid. And, of course, he was in Ninja Turtles. I think it was it, he was in, there was a movie with Tom Hanks, some shitty movie with Tom Hanks where he lived on a cul-de-sac. Or wasn't it called The Cul-de-Sac or something? The Hood? Something like that. Gold Star, if you know what I'm talking about. Unless I'm confusing.
I don't know.
Was he in Lost Boys? He was in Lost Boys, right? Yeah. And, yeah, Cobra's got to The Burbs. Very. Oh, man, I forgot about The Burbs. That was a fucking movie right there. Gold Star. All right, let's call Corey Feldman. Corey Feldman, here we go. Play some music.
Jim, Carlito, Death Fox said that restaurant that he gave you is apparently a different restaurant.
Oh, so we got two. We got a different Jew restaurant. Okay, cool. We'll get to that then. Thank you.
And Leah Remini is fucking fit.
Yeah, she's fit. Yep. Right? In that older lady, you know, older 40-year-old mom kind of look, you know what I mean?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the opposite of what you had last weekend.
Oh, I've had that as well, man. I've been all over the place.
Yeah, man.
She's a cougar, though, man. She'd just, like, you know, chew your face off and make you love it.
Nunu said he played Data. He didn't play Data in Star Trek.
Face,
Nunu.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Brent Spiner played Data in Star Trek. Duh. Get out of here. Milkman, take Nunu's ops away if he says something stupid like that again about Brent Spiner.
No.
All right?
Come on. Be nice.
You know who Brent Spiner is. Don't be stupid. It is Brent Spiner. I'm pretty sure that was Data. Lieutenant Commander Data. Okay, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that was Brent Spiner. That was Brent Spiner. Data.
Man, I'm talking a lot, doing little pranks.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, what the fuck? Sorry, sorry.
I'm going to try to call it again.
You're trying to mess with me, man.
No, I'm just sitting here waiting for the call.
You're trying to do some archery or something.
Numbers busy. Trying to do some archery. The number's busy. No answer there. RBCP. I'll try Corey Feldman in a little bit. Remind me, RBCP. Don't let me forget. All right, we got a different Hasidic Jewish restaurant. Death Fox says, per the reviews, women can't go in there unless dressed right. Really? Wow. Big Ken.
Hey, hey.
You killed Dirty Aaron, man.
I fucked him up.
You did. I was surprised. Well, that's good.
Before
good for you.
Before his last player played on Monday, I had him down by 60 points.
Yeah. If you remember during last week's show, I said, oh, yeah, I was telling Milkman, yeah, you know, by the end of this week, you know, we'll start seeing who's ahead, who's not. It's going to be a little more, you know, disperse the records. And no, that's nowhere near what happened. Now everyone's 3-3. Everyone's got the same record. Who's on top? I think Aaron and, Andy is tied. There's a three-way tie for second place right now, if I remember correctly. I think it's between Evil Artie, Andy, and Dirty Aaron. And I think everyone else is 3-3 right now. Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Was there a Thursday night game this week? Ken? Guys? Milkman?
Yeah, I'm here. My shit got built.
Oh, was there a Thursday night game this week?
Yeah, Seattle and San Francisco. San Francisco.
You there?
Yeah, there you are. You put me on hold.
I don't know what happened. Ken, you there still?
Yeah, that was me.
Not you, Milkman. Ken. Ken's shit got fucked up.
Yeah, he's doing archery.
Damn it, I forgot the fantasy football, and I'm afraid I had a player in there that might not have been, should have been playing. There was a game tonight. Fuck, I forgot to set that in time. Damn it. All right, let me do some lonesome loser numbers here real quick before those get stale, and we'll go back to the request of pranks. Let's do the Russian Bakery. Jin, if you want to do a prank, let me know. Anybody else wants to do one?
I don't have much time left because I have to go very, very shortly.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I'm sorry. I like coming on just to talk to you, man. This is our thing.
Oh, sharpen your arrows.
Who the You're doing this. You can bring me into it if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Is this Russian Bakery?
Yes, hold on one second.
Hurry up.
Hello?
Is this Soviet Union Bakery?
Yes, not Soviet Union, Russian Bakery.
Yeah, from the Soviet Union, right? Originally?
Yeah.
All right, I want to make I like to make an order for a Soviet communist cake. I like it to be red.
Oh, really?
Huh?
It's impossible.
When
I'm not available now.
Oh, when can you make a red cake for me?
I'm sorry, can you call me tomorrow because it's kind of late already?
Well, you know, if you could, can you tell me how much would it cost? I want a cake that's red and it's going to say Death to America on it in yellow letters.
I don't want to talk to you, you know, and just don't call me anymore.
Well, you're Soviet Union. Come on, we're friends now.
It's okay, come on.
You're friend. We're friends now, right?
I'm not here. I don't want to talk to you.
Why, did I offend you?
I'm just because you bother me.
Are you Ukrainian? No. She didn't like that. They take offense to that. We should call the Soviet Union. We should call Russia. Lonesome Loser, get some Russian numbers in the former Soviet Union.
Hey, he's got one here for this really cool pizza place he sent you. I have Nutella Pizza, man. I don't think you called that one.
Nutella? Oh, man, that's good stuff. That's big in
England. Dude, that shit is harsh. I can't believe they'd make a Nutella pizza. They only make two things, and their house specialty is a Nutella pizza, and this is one of the Jewish places.
Are you serious? I was just kidding.
Yeah. Hang on a second.
Nutella,
so they
like
put cheese and this shit on? I don't get it.
I have no idea. It is disgusting. All I could think of would be kind of like, you know, kind of like some kind of, almost like a naan bread without any, you know, like garlic or onion flavoring in it. Just kind of like the bread. Pizza dough with some sweet, chocolatey hazelnut sauce on.
Well, no, they've got...
Let me do this one, then. Let me do this, I've got
but look, they've got dessert pizzas. They got, like, cinnamon cake pizza and stuff like that. You could do a Nutella.
Sort of like that. It would be something kind of pastry-like instead of pizza-like.
Okay. I don't know. I think I'd try Nutella pizza.
It would probably be good donor munchy food.
Well, there you go. There you go. So which one is that, then? What's
the Brasil. He said it was called Brasil. Let me look at it again here. Look in here. What are you telling me? He said, tell him it's called Basil. It's the spot with the Nutella pizza.
Basil. Okay. Let me look here and request a prank.
Yeah, like an herb. Basil.
Basil.
Hey, you got Ken on hold in Skype.
How am I doing that? Anyway, Enigma, thanks for pointing that out. I appreciate it, Enigma. Enigma, and I know we're ready to give you a shout out, but thanks, man. Good work. I've been, you know, Enigma's so patient because I've been bothering him all fucking week, right, Enigma? Like,
nah, it's good. It's
constantly.
All good.
Can we get this to work? Can we get that to work? Come on. Ken, I'm going to hang up on you. Ken, if you can hear me, I'm hanging up on you because I'm retarded.
Thanks a lot, man.
That's all good.
Really appreciate it, man. Everybody loves it, man.
Ken, call back in, Ken. Call back in. All right. Ken will call back in. Actually, I can call him. Duh. Ken. I think that's going through. Ken. Is he still muted?
I'm here.
I don't hear him.
There we go. He's there. All right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Ted Webb?
Yeah, you got Reagan.
Ted Webb's here. All right, look, Jen, I'm going to post this this Basil place, okay?
Uh-huh.
Basil Pizza. Let me put
this.
I'm taking it off the new request of prank. Very good. Very good. And then I'm going to take out the contact page because people are getting confused. They're sending request of pranks as contacts and vice versa.
Okay.
Yeah, that should be pretty easy to do, I suppose. I'll figure it out. If not, I'll hit you up. I'm trying to do.
You want me to remove it right now?
Yeah, go ahead, if you can. So people don't do that anymore. That'd be awesome. Thanks. Do you see the details there, Jen? Did it come through on Skype for you?
I see it.
Super. Okay, here we go. And I'll do a show until 2 o'clock. Since I started an hour late, we'll do an hour later a show. I'm going to be so tired of work tomorrow, and I'm supposed to listen to Jim Stewart tomorrow at work. So
Don't worry, you'll catch it on the thing.
No, I want to listen live, okay?
Yeah, but live is just to make me nervous when there's so many people listening.
No, I'm not going to be in the chat room. I'm not going to bother
you. I never
you.
Look at the numbers anymore because it's just like, oh, fuck it. I don't want to know.
I'm going to be with the girl from the office that I have an affair with. We're going to go out lunch.
All right, I'm going to see if I can get the girl on my show.
There you go.
Thank you for calling Basil, Brooklyn's one-of-a-kind kosher pizza and wine bar. For hours of operation, please press 1. For location and directions, please press 2. For to-go orders, please press 3. Basil does not accept reservations, but
yeah,
any inquiries
three.
Regarding...
Thank you. Please hold while we transfer your call.
They're in New York. I think they're open still.
Maybe.
What is New York? Who else called me at midnight?
Hi, you have either called us outside of our regular business hours, or our baristas are very busy helping other customers. Please leave a message or call us back in a few minutes. Thank you.
Shut that.
Sorry,
man. They were playing Vivaldi. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. That's very, very Jewish.
It's definitely not.
All right, Patty says, can't connect to the chat room, but video feed looks good and sounds great. Yeah, Patty's having trouble with the chat room also, as of one hour ago. I'm not sure. Patty, was it Mibbit or not?
This is not the end-all, be-all, anyway, for anybody that's interested. There's probably going to be further iterations of it. This is just enough to get it off the ground and running by this week. Because Def Fox, Carlito, Enigma, everybody have had their hands so full. We've been trying to get this thing up and down, and it'll get better. So just be patient. Sorry about that. We apologize, but it will be fixed.
We're working on it. It's some kinks to get out, but we'll get
it. It's a masterpiece in progress.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was being a bitch to me earlier, too, the chat room.
Really?
I think Death Fox said he fixed it.
Okay. I think he increased the number of connections allowed. Or something that probably resolves the issue.
If you're having problems, try connecting again.
Try connecting again, yeah. Totally. All right, Cobra sent in a number here for a Mexican woman who called him as a wrong number about an hour ago. Well, about 2 hours ago at this point. A Mexican woman looking for Yolanda. All right, we'll try that. Thanks for passing that on. Appreciate it. Good call. It goes for anybody. You ever get a wrong number, get as much info as you can and pass it on.
I just like messing with them. I'll tell them it's the right number.
Have reached the voicemail box of 36092.
Blah, blah, blah. No answer there. And here we go.
Hi, Carlito. I've got to hit it, man. I'm really sorry. I wanted to stay on longer, but I've already gone 10 minutes over what I wanted to do.
No worries, man. Well, have a good show later. I'll be listening. Take it easy.
Yeah, I'll have a good show. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Anytime.
I love being here.
See you, man. Good having you. Take it easy. Have a good
day. I look forward to hearing from you tomorrow and hearing that hot girl.
Yeah,
maybe if I can get her on. Bye.
Yeah.
Ted Webb loves you.
Post the picture.
He's going to fuck her in there. It's going to be awesome.
I know somebody probably already told you about tonight's football score there, Carlito. But even better is the guy I'm playing this week. I think it's Chicago Road Dogs had Russell Wilson as a quarterback. He got a whole 7 points.
That guy's had a really, really bad time. Him and Richie are the bottom of the barrel, I think, in our league, right?
He was the one that showed up late for the draft, and it just started drafting a bunch of random people that didn't get him any quarterbacks.
Oh, man. All right, yeah, I'm looking here. I had Frank Gore tonight, and he got me 24 points. Not bad. There you go for San Francisco.
Frank Gore. Cool.
Frank Gore. I thought I had David Akers. Luckily, I didn't have David Akers in there. I thought I put Lawrence Tynes in. David Akers only got 7 points tonight. So that's good. Hopefully, I think Lawrence Tynes might have a better time with the Redskins. I believe the Giants are playing the Redskins Sunday. So that's a good sign. Actually, wow, I'm playing Andy this week. I gotta bring it up. I got an empty slot. I gotta fill in. I need a running back. So if Ken, if you got a running back out there that you're looking to trade for or something on my bench or you want to make a deal, let me know. I'd appreciate it. That'd be much appreciated. Frank Gore's 24 points. Not bad. Not bad. Matter of fact, let me think here. No.
Hey,
okay.
if you trade the Armonito, man, you'll actually get an extra gold star.
Yeah, those gold stars are worthless, Milkman. Come on.
You ain't supposed to say that until afterwards, damn it.
No one gives a shit about those things. All right, Lonesome Loser sending a number for LeVar Burton. All right, cool. Let's give him a call.
Speaking of stealing your thunder.
Kunta Kinte. Jordy LaForge.
Remember Kizzy getting the water?
Reading Rainbow Guy.
Yeah, have some Kizzy water.
He was the guy that made all the sounds on Police Academy.
He's the one that spit in the glass of water for him.
Hi, you've reached 784-7550. Leave a message for Stephanie, press 2 now. To leave a message for Michaela, please press 3. To leave a message for LeVar, wait for the beep. LeVar's new office number at Integrity Entertainment is 818-734. Our fax number is 818-784-0209. Thanks.
He's got a good voice. You know, do you think LeVar Burton's a gay? I'm pretty sure he is, right?
I'm pretty sure he is.
Yeah. Nice guy, though.
He's hanging out at Reading Rainbow. Yeah, definitely gay.
I grew up watching LeVar Burton from Reading Rainbow and then, Star Trek.
You know what other movie he was in? He was in Die Hard, the original. He was a techie dude trying to break into the safe.
Oh, yeah? I don't know if I remember the original Die Hard. I remember the second one a lot. Is the second one the one where the plane, he used the fuel from the plane to land it or something like that?
Yep, that's the second one.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen the first Die Hard.
Well, the first one had him. He was like the techie guy trying to break in. The bad guy was Alan Rickman.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in the sky high or the fucking tower and shit where his wife worked and stuff.
Oh, sorry to interrupt, but he is married to Stephanie. Stephanie Cozart. Married in 1998, been married a long time. Well, I guess he isn't a gay. Well, that's, even if he was, that's cool.
Yeah, it might be a cover. He may just be running a cover, man. You don't have to automatically give him credit.
Wasn't that one of the options?
Stephanie.
To leave a message with Stephanie?
Yeah, the first one, yeah. There you go. All right, well, cool. There you go. LeVar Burton, everybody. He's one hell of a guy. The guy with the goofy glasses on Star Trek didn't answer. here's Lonzo. Lonzo has for sale two antique toy metal trucks for $5 each.
Oh, hell yeah. Is that a death box number?
Oh, Lonzo. No, this is off someone else. I don't know who it is. But Alonzo's got these for sale. That's cool. Alonzo, man, that's the name of my horse when I was a kid in Puerto Rico. And I used to get loose and run around the neighborhood, and everyone got scared.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 4232932.
Shut up. No answer there, but we got Rutledge here posting needed. Someone to stay with elderly lady as fill-in through the Choices program. What's that? I don't know. Must have first aid and CPR card. Please call and message with your phone number. Okay. If it says message, we'll see if they answer. It says please call and message. It's not promising. You know, for some reason, I'm in the mood... Been in the mood the last few days. I don't know of a place like this where I live now, but when I was in Orlando, there was a German pub, and they had good sausages and German beers and all this stuff, and it just smelled so good in there, man. It just smelled like brats and good.
Isn't that like the one you guys went to in Florida?
Yeah, there was a place, Wonder Bar in Florida I used to go to.
Yeah, I've been telling about that.
Oh, man, that place is the bomb. Hello, is this Rutledge?
Yes,
I was calling about you needed someone to stay with the elderly lady.
I need a lady.
Huh? You need a lady?
Yes.
Oh, my wife can stay. She's in the choice. She works with the Choices program.
Oh, really? How wonderful.
Yeah, it's wonderful. She has first aid, CPR. She used to be a nurse and everything. And she got kicked out of the hospital because she had a problem with pain medication. But she still has all her certifications. They didn't take those away.
That really sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Right. Now, I'm not... How old is she, this old lady?
She's 82.
It's 82, okay. And then does she walk and everything, or?
Yes.
She can walk. Does she use the toilet, or does she make a shit in the pants in the bed?
She goes to the restroom.
Okay. Does she need help wiping herself after she uses the restroom?
Possibly. No.
Okay. All right, and now, is it her home or, like, a family member's? Does she stay in her own residence, or does she stay with, like, you, a family member?
Her own home.
Her own home. Okay, does she have a TV and nice things there?
Yes.
Is there jewelry around?
No.
No? The furniture is pretty nice? Hello?
Well,
is it like a flat?
Huh?
Uh-huh. Hello, Ms. Rutledge?
Yes.
Okay, the furniture is good. What about the TV? Is it like a flat screen or is it an old tube?
You certainly need to know a lot of things.
Well, just wondering what's inside the house.
Well, you can have your wife call me back tomorrow and we'll chat more. It's
30
at night.
My wife doesn't speak a lot of English. You'll probably want to go through me, you know? Oh, she's gone.
Dudu had a couple good questions to ask if she was sexually active and also accused of being sexist for not wanting to hire a man.
Wow. Yeah, anyway. Got a number here. Got a 98 Dodge Durango for sale. What else we got here? A half-blooded female Sharpei with papers. Black and very pretty. She's out of a very good bloodline. And she was born on December 2nd, 2011. If you're using her for breeding purposes, you will get at least $750 to $2,000. All right, good. Let's try to give that a call. And then I have more numbers from Lonesome Loser. Isn't that great?
Tell them that black is never pretty or some shit. Start fucking with them about the color of the dog.
I'd rather have a white dog. All right, hang on.
Yeah, I heard the white dog's more intelligent.
Let's see how we're doing live listener-wise right now. Oh, not... Whoa, holy shit. Actually, we're doing really good.
Yes, I'm not in right now, but you can leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and I will get back with you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Please leave your...
I won't do that, but we got a second number here posted for this. We'll try that. I feel like I got, like, low energy. I'm not really excited. I don't know why. I should be excited. Things are going really good for Madhouse right now. Just an off night.
Oh, you just got started a little bit late. It's all right, man. Put on the captain's hat, man.
I don't know where it is. I got to find it. As a matter of fact,
I'm gonna find the captain's hat, man, the admiral's hat.
As a matter, you know,
I'm to find where's the boob that you used to play with on camera.
Oh, that's
I missed
somewhere.
That.
That's here somewhere. I'll find that. Yeah, I'll have that ready
for next
week.
I never did get one either. I always wanted one. I never got one.
I thought we were getting them like with Carlito's signature and shit. You sending them out as prizes.
I should do that.
Well, it was supposed to come. I think it was supposed to come to the members of the staff and, you know, anybody, you know, enlisted in the militia that was on the roster at that time. I'm still waiting.
Sorry. You know, the way I got that, I don't know, the big thing now, like, for the holidays is you play that dollar store game where you buy, everyone buys 10 dollar store gifts and, you know, you go around Robin, around the living room and you pick one. You guys ever play that? It's a fun game. You know, like, basically everyone who comes to the Christmas party brings $5 or $10 store gifts, and you put them in a big pile in the middle, and then you start one person, and that person, you can either choose a gift from the pile or you can trade. You can pick someone else's gift, and that
steal a gift. Yeah, that we had that deal. You could steal a gift. You could only steal once.
Yeah. Well, no, you can steal all you want in our version that we play, but if you get your gift stolen, you get to immediately pick another gift and go from there. So that's how I got it. I got the boobs. Someone got them at a dollar store, and I went to dollar stores all the time, and I never found them. But they sell them on Amazon. They sell them online. They have a larger version and the same version that I got, the smaller one.
I was about to say, didn't we find out they had like 3 or 4 different sizes or something like that?
Yeah, Milkman was going crazy for that. I don't know why.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Okay. We got Russian numbers here, starting off with Napoleon Hotel in Moscow. There we go. Let's hit that reset button. But you guys don't even know what I'm talking about when it comes to Russians and the reset button. What are we doing?
Соединение установлено. Пожалуйста, подождите.
Thank you.
Hello,
is this the Soviet Union?
What?
Is this Soviet Union?
Can I repeat, please?
What?
What?
I'm looking for the hotel in Moscow, Soviet Union.
Uh-huh.
Is this it? Does someone there speak English, damn it?
Yes.
Can you put them on the phone?
Who?
Ho-ho? Okay.
What?
You said you're going to get somebody?
Can you just slowly? Okay, can you?
Oh, God.
What do you want?
I want to insult you and make you mad.
Oh, okay. And?
Is that okay?
You are?
My name is Cross. I'm from the Soviet Union.
Oh, so did you have a reservation in our hostel?
What?
Did you have a reservation? Did you book our hostel or what?
Yeah, I'm in the hotel now.
Ah, okay. And?
And I want you to come to the room. I like you. You look pretty. You're a pretty girl.
No.
Yeah, come on.
I'm alone now.
You have husband?
I'm alone. I mean, yeah, I'm alone.
You want to come
in the room?
You want to come with me alone in the room and together and we'll talk?
No.
Why not? We have a party.
I'm sorry. What do you want? Why do you go here?
I like to kiss you. You look pretty girl, pretty woman.
Okay.
Well, come to my room and we'll talk and touch and kiss and everything. No? Okay. Whatever.
She sounded like she was into it.
She wasn't alone, she'd do it.
Добрый день, гостиница Hilton Moscow, Ленинградская, Людмила. Чем могу помочь? Hello.
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 Yes, hi.
Hilton Moscow, Ленинградская speaking.
Yes, this is the Soviet Union Hotel.
Yes.
All right. Are you the girl that was down there at the front desk a little bit ago?
You would like to talk with the front desk?
Well, were you the girl or was it someone else?
I am the back office of front office.
Are you busy?
No, in some way.
Well, maybe me and you can talk and you come up to my room.
What is your room?
I'm on the first floor.
You're at first floor at Hilton Moscow Leningradska, right?
Yeah, but why don't you come into my room and we can talk? And you like to drink a little bit, maybe?
I'm sorry, but I'm at work and I don't do such things at work.
No, but what time you get out of work? When are you not working?
What is the room number speaking? What is your name, please?
My name is Cross.
Cross.
I'm Mr. Cross. And what is your name?
My name is Mila.
Would you like to be, you know, maybe American citizen? We can maybe talk about
that?
No,
I'm the Russian citizen.
Yeah, but America's better. Maybe, you know.
No, thank you.
Oh, well, do you know what the recipe is of making love?
I can't understand the last sentence.
The making love. You know how to make love?
No, I don't know.
You know what love is?
I know what love is.
I want you to show me.
No.
I want to feel.
I can't agree with you, and I don't do
feel
such things at work, and don't speak about it this at work.
I want to feel what love is. I wrote that song. I'm the guy that sings that song. You ever heard it before?
Thank you. It is very nice, but
I want you to show me.
Thank you very much.
Can you put me through the front desk?
I'm busy too much now.
You probably got big, fat, hairy, big, fat, hairy pussy lips. Can you put me through to the front desk, please?
On front desk?
Yeah.
Hold on the line, please. I'm connecting you.
Do you have big lips down there?
What? I'm sorry?
You know lips? You know what lips are?
I would like to talk with front desk or talk about lips.
You know, but there's more than one lips on a girl, you know?
No, I don't know.
You know what labia is?
I'm sorry, but I can talk more. I have another call on my line.
All right,
front desk. Okay, if you would like to talk with front desk, right?
Yes, honey. Thank you, sweetie.
Okay, hold on the line, please.
I want to hear that song now. I want to feel what fuck is.
She would gladly send you to the front desk so she doesn't have to talk to you anymore.
I see dreams of green, red roses too. I see them blue.
Are you kidding me?
For the end, and I say to myself,
everybody sing.
What a wonderful.
Thank you for waiting, but the line is busy. Could you please ring us some late?
Could you put me on hold for a second? For a little bit?
They have big checkout, so it will be better if you ring us back in 10 minutes, okay?
Okay, I just want to hear the song that's playing, please.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm smoking marijuana in the hotel room, and I want to hear that song. It's awesome. Can you please put it back on hold?
Okay, I can do it.
Hurry up.
1 minute, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah. I love this song, man.
Great song.
Everyone sing it.
Dreams of green. Red roses. I see them blue.
Everybody sing it.
I'm going to do that. What a wonderful
love. Is that guy still alive? Who was that? Bill Cosby sung that, I think. Now I want to hear that song, too. Now I want to hear two songs.
Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong. I didn't have a show where I told him he was playing Louis Armstrong and I wanted to play real black music.
He's on Hello, Dolly.
What a wonderful world.
Hello, Dolly.
Louis Armstrong has a song called, I don't know if you ever heard it, called Zat You Santa Claus. Did you ever hear that? It's like, Zat You Santa Claus. It's funny. See if I can find that. Zat You Santa Claus. Zat You Santa Claus. There, let's see if we can find it. Here we go. Louis Armstrong, Zat You, Z-A-T-U Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. He sounds like he had a full night of drinking before he comes across it. Is that you, Santa Claus?
Is that you, Santa Claus? This dad coming
like in. Like Red Fox.
That's his dad coming in to beat him up. Is that you, Santa Claus? Oh, no. No, Santa Claus, no. Anyway. Man. He's dead from taking drugs. He died this year? Really? Oh, man. Nunu says he died. Who knows? That's Neil Armstrong, Nunu. Who are you talking about? God. We got a number in London?
Yeah, those fuckers again.
Where's Dirty Aaron? How come he's not here?
He's probably... Fucking in the cry room over that team last week.
I don't want to be on. Fuck Ken. Ken's a bad. I wanted to give him shit about the game, about his week.
Hello.
Is this the London GKW Seville?
This is 5:30 in the morning.
This is BBC. I'm looking for Mr. Seville.
Well, why?
Because he's a pedophile, and I wanted to trade numbers with him.
Who are you?
My name is Cross from the United States.
Well, isn't it interesting? Have you done an internet search or something and just come up with people of the same spelling of a name?
Yeah, well, no, I'm trying to find the person because I heard he had some good contacts.
Well, you've heard wrong, haven't you?
Listen.
So if you have a problem, contact the police. Don't phone people when it's the middle of the night.
I don't know if you have this saying in England, but in America we have a saying, shut the fuck up, cunt. You know what that means? Yeah, I guess she does.
She's familiar with it.
Yeah. Oh, I guess she does. Is that you, Santa Claus? I'll say that to her if she answers. Hello? Nope.
Bitch.
Is that you, Santa Claus?
Yeah, fucking Dirty Aaron. I bet he is sulking over that fucking call. Oh, you, over that game.
UK Godfather, call back on Skype. I thought I added you, but I think I missed you by mere seconds. So UK Godfather, here, look at that.
UK Godfather wants to get added on Skype. He messaged me.
Nope.
Told him to message you again.
Forget it. UK Godfather, well, I connected him and he disconnected. That's what he's been doing. I connected him.
Oh, okay. Okay, UK Godfather's got a problem. I'm going to message you. So he's got, I'll try.
UK Godfather, he's here. What's the matter, man? I keep connecting, you disconnect. Why?
Oh, there he is?
Yeah.
You got to update Gort.
You got to update Gort, yep.
Oh, you didn't put it in the Gort port. Yeah, you got to make sure you don't put it on the Gort port, man. You got to make sure.
The
Gort port, the Gort will automatically get access to it first.
Yep, Gort takes precedence. It's, yeah. The traffic on Gort takes over.
That's why we all get the highest bandwidth possible.
We got Death Fox sent in some more numbers. We'll wait on some more from Lonesome. We got Shiloh's Steakhouse.
Things get really slow. We can always go back to the fucking money shit out there and call Zappos a couple times. Fucking harass them.
And we got Charlie. We got Faison the high one.
Oh, Faison, that hot little bitch.
Hot little number. What about Jen? Jen with the 16-year-old. I still think that's wrong, man.
Yeah, it is pretty wrong.
Hello, thank you for calling Shalom.
Yes, hello. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, Shlomo.
I'm sorry?
Shalom, Shlomo.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Shalom.
Yes, Shalom.
Shalom. Hey, I want to make an order.
An order?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for pickup?
I want one steak meat.
I'm sorry, you want the order for pickup?
Yes.
Okay, what would you like, sir?
Your steak.
My steak?
Yes.
Which one?
Your private steak.
Which one?
Private steak.
I'm sorry, sir, I can't hear you.
I want your private steaks.
Which steak?
Your private one.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Private.
Private?
Yes.
No, what do you mean, private steak?
You know, you have a private personal steak meat.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
All men have a private steak.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. Private steak? No, we don't have private steak. I don't know what is private steak.
It's in your penis, you know, down there, your cock.
No, I don't know. Give me a second.
You're not using it? Well, that's we need to. I want you to use it.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm trying to figure out, but what kind of steak would you like?
Private steak, you know?
Private steak? I don't know. No, I don't know what it is.
All right. Pull down your pants.
So we have the ribeye steak, or the carrot steak, cowboy steak.
Yeah.
I don't know which one you like.
Pull down your pants and look at the steak.
I'm sorry.
Pull down your pants. Stupid. He's over there. Pull down your pants.
I don't know.
What is he talking about?
We got fucking private.
He didn't quite make it, darn it.
You call her about a steak. I don't know what he's talking about. All right. I got Aliyah Bakery here. That's another Jewish place. Hebrew food. That's going to be one boring cut type of food, that Hasidic kind of food. Sounds very British. Although I like some British food. I like me a good...
I love it. It's pretty flavorful, dude. I heard it's very...
Yeah.
Aliyah Bakery.
This is Aliyah Bakery.
How can I help you?
You're still allowed to make an order, please.
Okay.
Are you ready?
One second.
Shit.
Excuse me?
Go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
It's all that bitch could muster. Just one swear word, that's it.
Hello, Bakery.
Yeah, so let's make an order for pickup, please.
Okay, are you going to be paying by phone?
No. Well, I have a credit card. Do I have to pay now or when I come in?
If you're ordering, you have to pay by phone.
All right, well, how about you take my order and not rush things and not be nasty?
No, that's what I'm asking, because I have to ask because Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, what would you like to order?
All right, well, this is for pickup. I'm going to pick up the person, and when the person gets off of the train, the first thing I'm going to do is check them for shoes and take their shoes off and put them... You guys know where I'm going with this?
It really fucks her up when you go, shit, and she's like, what? You go, yeah, go ahead.
Oh.
I'm going to fucking be like that now, huh? Bitch.
I have no idea what the title of tonight's show is going to be. I didn't even hit the redial button on this. I don't know what's
Aliyah Bakery.
Yeah, so I'd like to make an order for pickup, please.
We actually close in 15 minutes, so I don't know if that'll be ready.
Hmm?
Hello?
Yes, yeah, so to make... well, what about like a bakery order I can pick up tomorrow for the office?
Okay, what kind of order would that be?
Well, it'll be for baked goods.
Baked goods?
Yeah, the first thing, do you have like a sampler package that I could give to the Jewish person that works in the office here?
One moment.
Yeah.
get a Jew pie.
Sir, I have no time to give. I have to close in 15 minutes. What do you want to order?
All right. Well, we have this stupid Jewish asshole lawyer here, so I wanted to get us some stuff.
Okay, do not speak like that because I don't have time for that.
Okay, well, we'll make an order then. Do you have a pastry, like a sampler? Do you have like a sampler pack?
No.
Well, anything you can recommend. We're going to fire his stupid Jew kike ass tomorrow.
Okay, I got to go, sir.
Is that you, Santa Claus?
Let me get a Jew pie, bitch.
What the fuck is a Jew pie?
Cyclone B.
I should call it. I want all the girls and all the women and children on one side. That's trying to incorporate Sophie's Choice also.
Nene said, ask her if she'll circumcise him.
That's the rabbi. There's a special rabbi. Isn't there a special rabbi that does it?
Yeah, ask for the rabbi on duty. I guess there's some kind of, like, rabbi supervision there. Why don't they have on duty?
Ask for a moil. I think that's...
The moil.
Yeah.
That masturbates the children.
No, then you want circumcised.
Hello?
Yes, Seville?
Yes.
Yes, hi. I saw that you guys had some problems with the BBC, and I was wondering...
Why are you calling me at 6 o'clock in the morning? This is ridiculous. Please go away.
I'm from the United States, you bitch. Oh.
Damn, she was rather frump.
She's in her lowest dress because of the whole thing.
I like him frumpy. You gotta make sure she was not asleep.
Hello?
Hi. How are you? I'm calling back.
Could you stop calling? It's too early.
The computer keeps calling until I ask you the question I had to put in the computer that you answered.
No, you really need to stop. Otherwise, you're going to find that I'm suing you. Please go away
and
stop calling me.
Woman,
no.
Listen. If you don't let me put the computer... Oh, see?
Call back.
Auto dial.
I can't control it. The computer does it.
Need to ask her what time, you know, it is, too, because that's going to be next. Always concerned with time.
Oh, yes. Hello? Seville? Whee!
I'm going to kiss you all over. And over and again.
Is that you, Santa Claus? That shit's
over. You know what time it is? Why, no, ma'am. I'm not Big Ben. This is Cross.
Hello? Hello, Seville? Savile, please? All right, I'll keep you on the line because you're stupid. Marijuana sending in a number for us to do for a prostitute.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Big Sharon from Angel Store wondering if she can come to your Angel... What? What are you talking about? Oh, Marijuana sent the number earlier. Hang on. UK Godfather disconnected again like a stupid asshole. We got a number for Nicole, who's a wannabe prostitute machine. All right, let's call her. I heard a rumor that Eminem was actually making peace with those Juggalo guys, and they were going to do a song together. Did you hear about that? I can't believe it.
I did not hear that.
Yeah.
As much as those guys went to war, I doubt it.
Come on, Jay-Z and Nas made up.
I actually don't listen to Eminem. It's an old name.
Well, I'm just saying. Ken Kniff, you know. ICP does suck. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. Hello, Nicole? Nicole? Is it Nicole?
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Were you looking for, you know, the party or anything? Hello? Nicole, are you looking to party? Oh, she's gone. Never mind. I'm talking to nobody.
Damn.
Hey, Carlito, how about them Tigers fucking taking care of the Yankees tonight? Bastards.
Did they really?
They fucking swept them.
Does A-Rod still suck?
Hello.
Yes, hi. Is this Seville?
Yeah.
Hi, good morning. I wanted to call to get your information because I understand that you had some problem with the pedophile stuff.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
The Seville family is involved in a big pedophile ring in the BBC.
What? The Seville family?
Hello, what?
Is this the Seville family?
What are you talking about?
There's a big pedophile Seville ring in the BBC with the Seville family.
It's nothing to do with me.
Well, you're a Seville in the United Kingdom, so you must be related.
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. There are hundreds and thousands of Savilles in the United Kingdom, and we spell it differently anyway.
Saville, is it?
Yeah, but it's a different spelling.
Well, you must, so you know what I'm talking about, this pedophile thing.
Well, of course, it's one guy.
Yeah, but you're all family. You all know each other.
We're not all family. Don't be ridiculous. Where are you calling from?
Do you have children?
No.
Have you ever had children?
Oh, of course.
Hello?
You didn't like that.
No, I did not. Not very much, at least, I guess. Okay, I'll try to call him back. I think it's going to be busy, though. I gotta take a poop. I gotta take a poop.
Sorry, there is nobody to take your call at the moment.
Oh, yes, there is, you liar. Catherine Seville. Saville, I guess it is. Not Seville. Look, in a little bit, I'm going to get up and go use the bathroom. And hopefully come back with a little more energy, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry we did so late of a start. I keep apologizing about the bullshit.
Hello?
Hi, stupid. How are you? Is this Saville?
Yes.
Okay, yes. I wanted to understand why that your family does these pedophile things with the BBC.
Oh, for fuck's sake. You've got the wrong spelling of the name. I'm in no way related to Jimmy Saville. And it's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I'm calling from the United States News Administration, and we have you down as being related to the pedophile. Were you molested by your uncle?
You're just going through the phone book.
No. We got this information from the United States Embassy.
No.
Were you molested by your uncle when you were younger? We will...
She liked that.
She did.
She is rather impatient.
She sounded hot, actually.
Hello?
Yes, Saville? Catherine Saville?
Why are you phoning me at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Because the British government gave us your information because you're related to the pedophile. And we want to offer you money for your story about how you were molested, if you were molested by your uncle.
Okay.
So
I have no uncle that's a pedophile, and you're still calling me at 6 o'clock in the morning. So can you stop, please?
Are you single or what are you?
Can you stop phoning me, please?
The computer will keep dialing until I put in the computer that you gave me an answer.
So, what's your question?
Do you want to press charges against your uncle who molested you, or do you want to give us your story to put on the news?
I have no uncle that has molested me.
Now, what about your... Do you have any parents that maybe spanked you, or...
Oh, for fuck's sake. Can you please put in your computer that I don't want to talk to you and not call me back?
Hang on, let me see. Give me a second. All right, you're saying that you decline to sue and that you don't want us to call back? Hello? No. Oh. I was going to tell your computer doesn't accept it.
Computer error.
Call it back again. Call it back.
Hello? 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 No. D. Saville here. I guess it's big news over there. It's like the Casey Anthony of the UK.
I love how she picked up the phone after you addressed her. Oh, fuck.
This fucking guy. We've actually hit a... Hello? Thought I heard an answer. I'll tell
hello?
You. Yes, hi. Is this Saville, D. Saville?
Do you know what time it is here?
I hear that a lot. I'm calling from the United States News Administration.
You might well be, but it's 6 a.m. here.
I know. Your information was passed on by the British Embassy to us to give you a call. There's a problem here regarding your uncle.
What?
There's a problem here regarding your uncle.
Uncle?
Yes. We have a problem regarding your uncle.
Which is what?
Well, he's the pedophile that was involved with the BBC, and we wanted to get a statement, see if he ever molested you.
What are you talking about?
The Saville, your uncle Saville, Saville, he was molesting children with the BBC. There's a big ring.
What the hell are you talking about? My uncle is not called Saville.
Saville?
I'm married to someone called Saville.
Oh, did he molest you?
Are you listening to me?
Was your husband ever molested? Ask him if he was ever molested. Could you ask him, please? I had to put it in the computer.
Don't be ridiculous. Of course not.
Let me put that in here. He's never been molested?
Are you listening to me? It's 6 a.m. here.
Uh-huh. All right, 6 a.m., and your husband was never molested. Let me check that out here. No, the computer doesn't want to accept that answer, so obviously, can you make sure with your husband he was never molested?
Can you just fuck off?
Just don't be dirty, bitch. God damn it. UK Ted is here. UK Ted.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Hey, murderer. How are you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I haven't been in for a while, but it's I've been listening to the podcast religiously. And thanks
good.
For putting them out there. It's keeping me sane. I
good.
Appreciate it.
Well, I got really upset because
this
guy, you said, UK Ted, oh, I'm quitting my job and I'm going to be around and all the time. And you weren't even on Skype during all those weeks.
I know. Well, what happened was I quit my job, and then we started, we did some building work in my house, and they started, like, 6 a.m. on the dot every single fucking day, so I just couldn't stay awake.
That's what you get, UK Ted.
Man, Manhouse Live rejects that answer.
You're rejecting.
I think I got off lightly.
The computer doesn't accept
podcast,
your answer.
Podcast.
Well, are you ready? Are you doing the whole thing yet, the military thing, or are you still chilling?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here right now. Actually, I'm just polishing boots and ironing trousers.
Oh, cool, man. Good. Well, good luck with that, man. Awesome. I saw pictures of you. You were in the woods and you had face paint on. That was good.
That's probably just paintballing.
There you go, paintballing. Very good.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Sounds like some rapist shit.
It sounds like
you know. Camouflage and face paint in the woods.
You know, in the United States Army, they teach you with real weapons. Those guys over there are using paintballs. Have you heard about this pedophile ring, UK Ted?
Jimmy Saville, yeah.
Yeah, we're calling his family and trying to figure out what's what.
Yeah, I've been listening. It's good.
So what was he? What, he was an actor? He had a TV show or something? I don't know.
No, it's just like a radio personality or something, like and a TV show host. He's like a game show host or thing.
Okay. And he was doing bad things. Is he alive or he's dead now?
No, he died a little while ago, actually. It's like everyone was waiting for him to die before they accused him.
Oh, my God. They could have got some money. Well, I guess they could still get money out of it, so. Huh.
Hey, Carlito, when you start calling people again, refer to him as Uncle Jimmy. That just sounds fucking perverted.
Uncle Jerry.
Yeah, I guess they figured once he was dead, he couldn't defend himself.
So then they came out. I don't know. We got Jerry Sandusky before he died. Now he's going to be stuck in jail for the rest of his life.
Did Uncle Jimmy touch you?
No, I asked him, but I was too old.
He was in a chick's.
Picky bastard.
Like Jen Stewart. Into girls like Jen Stewart. Little girls. You can't tell, will you have sex with a 16-year-old or no?
I'll have sex with 16 people.
16-1-year-olds. Hello? Saville? Saville? Shlomo?
That you, Uncle Jimmy?
Nothing there. Let's call Catherine back from before. Maybe she'll be happy that we gave her a few minutes.
Hello, UK Ted. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. That's UK Godfather, your old friend.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking on Skype.
Yeah, I know you. I hear you, Smokes, mate.
No, don't worry about it.
You play Soggy Biscuit yet?
Anyway, guys, I was just catching up. It's really good to, like I said, I'm listening to podcasts every week, but I've got to get back to work.
All right, well, have fun shining your shoes and all that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to listening to the rest of this when it comes out on the page.
Yes, sir. There's an episode coming out in a few minutes, actually, so look out. See you later.
Fantastic. Love you guys.
Keep the brass polished, and don't forget, Jim Stoodle will be on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell Uncle Jimmy we say hi.
Uncle Jimmy's dead, man. Don't be cruel.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I, Saville?
Yes?
Hi, yes. I'm calling from the United States Lawsuit Administration. I understand that your uncle, Jimmy, was it? Probably might have molested you when you were a child.
Sorry. Could you... Is this a hoax of some sort?
No. Your information was passed on to us by the British Embassy. You're related to the pedophile? With the BBC's?
I'm not related to. I'm not even. My name isn't even spelt the same.
It's close enough, and they're suspecting that maybe
you're not close enough. But if you're going to ring every person who's got the same surname, I wasn't even born with that name. Oh God! Who is this? You're ringing in the middle of the night.
Well, I'm cross. I'm with the administration of lawsuits, and we're going to offer you money if you join the lawsuit, Grandmaster lawsuit that we're.
No, I'm not going to join any grandmaster.
So you were never molested, you're saying?
Not by Jimmy Savile, no.
By someone else?
Or anybody. Okay, thank you. Please do not ring again.
Hang on, sir. If I had to put in the computer or when you hang up, it'll call you back.
He admitted innocence.
He's also having a difficult fucking time hanging that phone up.
Slow-mo. You call back slow-mo.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Well, I was trying to explain. If I had to put in the computer your answer, or it'll call you back automatically.
Right. Well, don't call me back automatically.
I can't control it. It's a computer. Well, give me
it's
a moment.
It's in the morning here. Do you understand?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me just put in the computer and enter it so it doesn't... But if you hang up, it does it automatic. I'm sorry. So, you're saying you were... What was it now? You were not molested? You're not involved? Sir? Sir, I need a straight answer, please. Mr. Saville?
Yes?
You're saying that you weren't molested, that you weren't a part of this?
Can we stop this conversation?
Sir, if I don't put the answer in, then the computer's going to keep calling you.
Okay. I'm putting the phone down now, and you can hang up and do what you like.
Hang on. I'm putting it in. You're saying that you were molested 3 times. Correct? Yeah, we'll keep him on the line then.
Yeah, he was definitely molested 3 times. He's got some repressed issues.
He's got repressed issues. All right, that's
good. Yeah, repressed anger, resentment.
Uncle Jimmy may be in bed with him right now. That's why you just put the phone down. We're disturbing him.
Yeah. Uncle Jimmy doesn't like that.
Welcome to BT Answer 1571. The person you're calling is not available. Please leave...
No. We got another one here that says it's an old man that answered. Let's call that.
Hey. You gonna call back Corey?
Who?
Welcome
Corey.
To BT Corey. Answer 1571. The person you're calling is on the phone.
Good point.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Come on. I keep trying to click and it keeps moving. Corey Feldman, yes, thanks for reminding me of that. Let me get that here.
Hey, Carlito, got a new madhouse poll you can put on the site. Is Jen in the wrong for trying to bang a freshly turned 16-year-old?
I don't know. I don't want to get Jen upset, you know. He's very excited about this girl. He says,
I think it'd be better off, actually, if you'd put it on there. You know, do you think that Jen deserves a gold or a silver medal instead of a ribbon of excellence?
Oh, he deserves a fucking gold archery arrow. I guarantee it.
I said he'd do it gold myself. That would be a good pole pot. If you want to do a Jen pole.
Hello?
Oh, this is Corey Feldman.
Huh?
This is Corey?
No. What is this?
I'm trying to get a hold of Corey. This is Michael Bay. Do I have the wrong number? Maybe I dialed the wrong number on my cell phone. I'm sorry if I did.
Yeah.
Well?
Probably.
Sorry? Do you represent him, or can you get me a message to him, please? That was Corey Feldman. That was cool.
Yeah, that was him.
That was the boyfriend.
You Maybe have the reached wife. The voicemail box of...
Yeah,
I guess no one really calls to say, is this Corey Feldman?
Don't we have the number for Rick from Pawn Stars when you try to get hold of him again?
Yeah, he says he doesn't answer, he doesn't check voicemails. You got to text him. He's a smart guy. 6 to Midnight Lounge sent in a number here for 7-Eleven. They have Gatorade on sale. All right. Round the table, what's the best Gatorade? My favorite's lemon lime. Milkman?
What is it?
Your favorite Gatorade flavor.
Oh, I think that blue one, like the Arctic, or the green one, like the, what is it, melon berry or some shit?
Arctic blue.
Arctic blue. What about you, Ken?
Yeah, the light frosty blue one or the green one's really good, too.
Green's good, yeah. What about you, Big Ken? What do you like?
Yeah, Arctic blue is real good.
Mm. And I asked the British guys, but I don't think they're in, they don't have Gatorade there.
FYI, if you are into those type of sports drinks and you have sodium issues or high blood pressure or whatever, Gatorade is high in sodium, but Powerade is not. It's the one that's low in sodium with all the electrolytes.
Ah, good point.
Did you say no Powerade?
Yeah, my doctor told me about that a long time ago. Carly remembers when I was sick, and every time, you know, you get sick, that's one of the things you got to do. You know, you got to take the electrolytes back in. So he told me, if you don't do that, stay hydrated and electrolyted, then you better switch from Gatorade because he said your blood pressure is going to go high.
You know what was good? All Sport. Remember All Sport? Pepsi came out with a version called All Sport because Powerade is Coca-Cola's version.
And yeah, Powerade's pretty good.
Yeah, but there was All Sport was, I don't even think they sell anymore. I don't know, PepsiCo made it. Yeah, shit was good. And Shaq was a spokesman for All Sport.
Does anybody here drink soda?
I do. I quit drinking soda for a while.
Soda? I drink pop. What the fuck are you talking about?
Pop.
Do you remember
if I do, that? Then I'll drink a zero. I'll do the Crystal Light most of the time.
Yeah.
Do you remember that soda called Surge?
Yeah, Surge is good.
Surge.
I had Jolt before. There was a good one called Jolt. Is it the same thing?
No. Surge.
Oh, Surge was pure fucking sugar, dude.
Yeah, Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola came out with Surge. They got rid of Mellow Yellow and they changed the formula a little bit and they came out with Surge and they added like a ton of more caffeine to it. They were trying to go after Mountain Dew. It was only out for a few years. And then
you remember the commercials that used to go Surge during the commercials?
Yeah.
I'd actually won a fucking alarm clock through Surge through their bottle cap thing.
Uh-huh.
And when you set the alarm and the alarm would go off, it would yell Surge really fucking loud.
Nice.
I mean, it was so crazy.
Yeah. And to
this day, the alarm clock still works. I bet that thing's 15 years old.
And a little known fact, Surge was re-released about 5 years ago under a different name.
They didn't do it in Mellow Yellow, did they?
No. The Mellow Yellow's back now.
I was going to say, because that was good shit.
No, Surge left and came back as Vault. And you can find Vault some places still, but they're phasing it out for Mellow Yellow again.
You can get it at some Burger King restaurants, you can still get Vault.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Around Michigan, you can anyway.
Yeah. You know what? Jolt Cola was, it just tasted flat, man. Anytime I have
but, man, that way would get you jacked up. It had, like, what, double the caffeine or some shit?
Yeah, that was back in the day, you know, before there were energy drinks like there are now. Like,
oh, there was no energy drinks. That was the only really thing there was other than, like, no dose.
Yeah,
or,
coffee. Yeah, that's all, you know, because I remember when I first started.
Kind of Excedrin or Anacin.
When I first started going to college, in the bookstore, the college bookstore, they had Jolt Cola, and it was, you know, for students who were studying. You know, to stay awake, you know, for finals or midterms, you know, get Jolt Cola. And, yeah, it always tasted kind of flat and stuff. And then Red Bull came out, and after Red Bull, it took off. Red Bull was the entry around 2001, I think Red Bull started, maybe 2000. Red Bull started showing up, and then the
Do you all have RC Cola down there where you live at in Florida?
In Florida, yeah. I could find RC Cola. I can't find it in Pennsylvania for some reason. But
you think that Jolt kind of reminds you of RC a little bit, like a watered-down RC?
I don't know.
That's kind of what it reminded me of. If you know what RC is, it kind of tastes like a little bit watered-down.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like RC either.
Just a couple states over from Carlito, yeah, we get RC over here.
Yeah.
Got all kinds of different RC colas, different flavors, different things like
really?
That.
Really? Oh, that's one thing I used to like. RCs are pretty good.
Yeah,
we used to get them in those glass bottles. And then you get eight of them, you know, and you had to carry them. The fuckers weighed a ton, and you had to carry them back to the grocery store to get your money back on them.
Oh, yeah, that's a long time ago, man. You're
those
old.
Were the best, man, because they were made out of sugar back then. Those were the best.
That's the thing when they brought back the Throwback Mountain Dew, and they used real cane sugar.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it's totally different than what you have today. I would never drink Mountain Dew back then with just real cane sugar. It tastes
if you can get all the Mexican versions, they have it. Now some, like, I think is it Pepsi is going back to a now sugar-made one that's all, like, the, it said, like, retro version
that's what
or some
said.
Shit.
Throwback.
It says made with sugar.
That's what Kenzer said. Well, hey, here's a little-known fact. I think it's twice a year. You can get the Mexican version, the sugarcane version of Coca-Cola. You can get it in the United States.
We get it here all the time at the dollar store, man. They sell it at 99-cent store.
But listen, no, anywhere you are, if you ever notice when you're at the grocery store and you look at the 2 liters, and for a few weeks you notice that the 2 liters of regular Coca-Cola has a yellow cap on it, that's not corn fructose or whatever. That's actual sugarcane. And the reason for that is it's the two Jewish holidays. What are they? Passover,
Shabbat,
and one of the other ones. There's Shabbat. Like for Passover, when Passover comes along, go to the grocery store, and when you see the 2 liter with the yellow cap, it has sugar because Passover you're not allowed to have corn, I guess. But you can have sugar, so they will make the cocoa. They don't even announce it, but you can get the yellow cap stuff. Look it up, you'll see the yellow cap bottles. Yeah, and it's only a few weeks a year, but I think the whole country does it, or just about. It depends on the. It depends on the.
They even make the 7-Up.
It depends on the bottler, or your local bottling company. But I think the vast majority of them in the States do that. So
I give it the glass bottles too.
Yeah, Burger Time is saying he's mentioning Pepsi Blue. I really liked Pepsi Blue, man. Pepsi Blue was
the
bomb.
Live Orange, that's some good stuff.
Yeah, Pepsi. Yeah, is it like
or
a Mountain?
I never tried that.
Wire, that's what it is. Orange Wire.
Yeah. You know what was really nasty? Pepsi for I think 2 years in a row around Christmas time they had like a Christmas version of Pepsi with cinnamon in it or something like that. It was like a dark cinnamon. It was bad. Very bad. They used to sell it at Target. Never liked it. Not
live
good.
Live from the chat room from Nunu. Mm. Prank show, not diabetes juice.
All right, thanks. Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks.
Hey, did you try that new Mountain Dew soda? Like Revolution or whatever it's called? Voltage?
No.
Mm. It's a blue shit. It's pretty good.
You know what I've been doing, though? I get Diet Mountain Dew and I get my Mio. I got one right here. Got my Mios here. This is the orange Mio. I buy these like 4 or 5 at a time. I got them at work and shit. This is the orange tangerine Mio. It's so good. But I open my my can of soda at work and I put like a squirt or two of this orange tangerine Mountain Dew, and you got instant orange flavored Mountain Dew. It's awesome.
Oh, nice.
Ah, dude, yeah.
Where do you get that CD light at, Hermano? I can't find that. I've been looking for it.
Get what? The Mio?
The C light.
C light. Oh. That's Mexican Crystal Light. You had to get.
I know. You need to send me the link. I've been looking all over the web trying to figure out where you're getting it.
There's a guy. I get it from eBay. He actually knows.
Send me the link.
He'll actually, if I haven't given him my order on like a monthly basis, he'll email me. Email me. Yeah, the guy goes to Mexico once a week, I think, or once every other week, and
nice.
And he brings them up with him. He drives down there and he comes back up and he brings all the crystal Mexican Crystal Light that's made with Splenda. Yeah, it's really good. It's really good stuff. Yeah, it's way better.
I also see some asshole in the chat rooms trying to fucking impersonate me as Ted Webb, you son of a bitch.
Ted what? Webb.
I am the Ted Webb.
Yeah, we have a new Ted Webb, Ted Webb. What's up? You're old.
Ted Webb in the chat?
Yeah, he is. Ted Webb.
Yeah, it is him.
Ted Webbers is here. Ted Webbers. All right.
Call in, Ted Webb. Ted Webb, Ted Webb.
Jimmy Savile. Wait a minute. Jimmy Savile fucked dead bodies as well as little girls and boys? Holy shit. I thought it was just little girls.
I don't think it's him.
All right. Well, Jesus Christ. That's horrible. He was a. Fucking dead bodies. How does one find a dead body to fuck? I guess you gotta know like a guy in a morgue who's into it also.
Fucking necrophiliac.
God, that's nasty.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
Jeez.
That's pretty desperate.
That's fucking evil artist.
Hello, is the BBC switchboard?
That's correct.
Yes, I just found out that Jimmy Savile was also having sex with dead bodies as well as little girls. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
Sorry?
That's correct?
That is fact.
Okay, so how do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
I don't understand why you're asking me that question.
Well, because you work for the BBC, so you're involved in this, so you're part of the ring.
Right. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's nothing like that.
All right. Did you know about these things that were happening when they were?
Like you say, considering I'm not old enough, no.
No? All right, and did you have a statement you want to make? Is it true that the BBC is guilty of being this and all the employees there are guilty of being accomplices and part of this?
I do have a number you can ring. They'll be able to help you there.
No, who is it? Is it Jimmy's number? Where can I reach him at?
Well, considering he's dead...
All right.
Then that would be quite impossible, wouldn't it?
Well, is his wife alive still?
I don't have a clue.
Can you find out?
I can't.
Well, he used to work there. I'm sure someone knows.
At the end of the day, like you say, I'm on your switchboard. I can give you a separate number to ring.
I don't want the other number. I want to talk to you about it.
Right, like I say, unfortunately, there's no information I can give you.
Well, you're the switchboard, right?
That's correct. I transfer people through to internal members of staff.
All right, so put me through to someone who knows about it.
Like I said, I can give you the number.
Well, yeah, I thought you transfer people. Why are you giving numbers out?
Because I'm an internal switchboard and the number is an external number, so unfortunately I cannot dial it.
Well, who can you transfer me to? Who's interesting there that I can talk to?
Like I just explained to you there, I can give you the number. They'll be able to help you.
And this is the external number? For the this is the external number for the pedophile department?
It's our BBC information office. They'll be able to help there.
They have information on pedophiles. Hello?
Yes, would you like the number?
No.
Right, well, unfortunately, I'm not going to speak to you anymore.
Please? Oh, that was stupid. I thought that was the same guy. I thought it was the same guy. It wasn't. Wasn't the same guy.
Nice fucking switchboard operation going on. Yeah, here's an external number. Here's a number. Transfer you. Well, yeah. Nice doing your fucking job.
Thanks a lot. Don't you have a transfer number?
Call him back and ask him about the same shit, but ask for tell him to transfer you to Bob. Bob knows everything that's going on.
Yeah. Rachel Chris Lolly, I have family looking for a small inside dog, fully housebroken and good with kids. Preferably free. What the fuck, man? Come on. Seriously? I want. So if you have any you would like to get rid of, please text us. I'll have to try to call instead. Because this isn't a text show, it's a prank show. We also got someone looking for a good but cheap printer for her laptop. Alright, well let's call this one first. Person looking for a dog machine. Do 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 do.
has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Seven.
Our evening began in Peter Sechel's comfortable study in his New York townhouse, where the candlelight was just right, the hi-fi was in the background, and the wine was delicious.
All right, let's call Penelope here. She's looking for a printer.
What's the secret, Peter?
Naturally, I'll say it's the wine.
It does go well.
Shut up.
Delicious again, Peter.
Yes, you have reached Penelope Cooper. I can't come to my phone right now.
Penelope Cooper. No answer. I think we're out of numbers. I'm going to call it a night. I'm going to call it. Hang on, one last number. J.I. Saville. And this will be the last prank of the night. It's late. I know I said I was going to try to do up until 2 in the morning, but I do have to work tomorrow. I have to be responsible. And if I'm going to go in early enough so I can take that break in the lunch, the extended lunch to listen to Stuart Jen, then I'm going to do the right thing, guys, right? Right.
Shlomo.
Two rings left. One ring left. One ring left. All right, we're done. All right, well, there we go. I want to thank everyone who tuned in tonight. Ken, you're out of here on your ass. Good luck this weekend on the football.
I'd like to say that Dirty Aaron's team is inadequate, leaving Dirty Aaron fucking flaccid.
And hiding this week. He's ashamed to come on.
Hiding like a bitch.
Yep. All right, see you later.
Shamefully.
Take it easy, man. And Enigma, thank you, man. Take it easy, bro.
Anytime.
Be in touch. You got it, man.
Good show.
Yep, thanks. Bye.
Thanks.
See ya.
Yeah. Kokanee wants me to mention that YouTube channel again. I had messages that a couple couldn't hear the entire show. Really? They couldn't hear the entire show?
No. I think he's out on the road, dude. He hadn't told me, but just from this sparse communication, you don't got the best connection where he's at.
Oh, okay. I don't know. He said he had messages to some people couldn't hear the show, that we'll have to look into that. But mentioned the YouTube channel where you can watch. You can on the page, right on the chat page or the main page, it's there. Or go to youtube.com/madhouseradio. So basically the Madhouse Radio channel on YouTube, but we're gonna have to look into that. That should work. All right, there's a new player, a new Flash player on the website for the Shoutcast for the Madhouse stream. You have to give it like 5 or 6 seconds to start playing. It'll play a little intro file. It plays the mouth thing, and you got to give it about 5 seconds to buffer. I built in a 5 second buffer so it doesn't skip. It doesn't give as many problems, but you have to be patient. You have to give it a because if you keep refreshing, it's not going to ever get a chance to play. Or it could just be a problem with it. We'll look into it. I don't know. Sorry about that. I do know. I will mention that we did hit listener peaks today. We had a peak. I haven't looked at the final numbers for tonight, but I saw a listener peak of 152 listeners total.
Wow.
among the three combined networks. So for Blue Planet, as well as the Mouse Stream and also Cacti Radio. Between the three, we hit 152, and we've never had that much. So I think we did a good – even though the show wasn't that good tonight, I think the listeners would disagree. So that's good. That's good. We know that we didn't lose – not many people, if anybody, lost the ability to tune into the show. If anything, we got more people tuning in. Anyway, what I'm trying to say
–
we did good. All right, Milkman, take us out of here. Time to go.
All right, hermanito. Excelente, my brother. All right. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. Especially like to thank... who's that?
What? Milkman?
Yeah.
What'd you say? Are you on?
No, I hear some kind of... somebody playing music or something. I don't know. It's kind of loud. I didn't wait.
Sorry. I'll turn it down.
Oh, okay. Oh, it was you. I thought somebody was talking and playing music. All right. Anyway, back to the outro. Yeah, I'd like to thank you. That's right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I'd like to especially thank the Numbers Hitman, the Lonesome Loser. That's right. I'd like to thank everybody, all of our guests who showed up tonight. Jim Stewart. Don't forget, he's going to have a donkey show, No Donkeys, tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow morning, and I think you'll hear Jim at his special piece. And I also like to thank everybody who called in tonight. I especially like to thank another one of our militia members, Deathbox, done a fine job with the chat. Thank you so much for all your help, man. We couldn't have done it without you. Carmelita and everybody, and I'm sure all the users will agree. Excellent job. And also Enigma, thank you so much, man. Extra gold stars going around for you guys. The website looks very professional, very neat, and trimmed. I'm very pleased. Thank you so much. And Kabachi, thank you so much for bringing out all those cool calls, man, all that lost gold, man. He's been paying for lost gold. And stay tuned, because we're going to have plenty more of them being released as time goes on. That's right. I'd like to thank everybody in our chat. That's right, the 98.6 The Mouth. Thank you for stopping in, everybody, over at Cacti and Syndicate and Blue Planet and everywhere else that you may be. Thank you so much. So, and I'd like to thank you, especially you, our listeners. That's why we do this every week, the most interactive radio comedy show you can find right here on the internet, right here in your earballs. That's right, all for free. That's right, we drop the dime. All we do is ask your... You give the time, bring a friend, or better yet, bring an enemy, because they're always welcome right here in the Madhouse. So don't forget, next week, same time, same bat channel, we'll be right here at the Enermite. Well, we do it without the Enermite, everybody. Hands up high, left fist in air. Yes, Enermite. Gracias. Thank you, my brother, for all your fun and patience. And thanks for coming on tonight, man. Over to you.
Oh, thank you. All right, thanks to everyone who Milkman said. All the team behind the new Madhouse rollout. Lonesome Loser, everyone who sent in requests of pranks. We're good. Thanks, Milkman. Thanks, Jen Stewart, Ken, Enigma, and everyone else who was on the Skype. UK Godfather, UK 10-minute appearance tonight. I think that's everybody. Anyway, well,
yeah,
we're done.
Good.
Yeah, we'll catch you here next week. Podcast is going to be out. It'll be ready by tomorrow morning. So look forward to updating your iTunes, etc., getting your podcast fixed. The rest of the episodes will release over the weekend. We'll be caught up here, hopefully, once again. Looking forward to that. All right. See you guys later. Catch you next week. Be sure to listen to Jen Stewart tomorrow. Bye. Oh, before I forget, make sure you register for your Madhouse username on the Madhouse site if you haven't already. Post in the forums, post some comments, and stick around. We got a lot more surprises coming. Bye.
We're not playing games here.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
You're calling us, White Trash? You little motherfucker. I'm going to be down at that store. I don't know who you think you're talking to.
You dope-headed motherfucker.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Shit on you.
Visit us at madhouselive.com.
And they call them muppets, which is a British term that means a stupid, ignorant person.